poppin'. It's the weekend with the Drew and Mike Show. Friday show with Trudy Mark, Brandon, and Zooves. And we're on Facebook Live, brought to you by Grogreen MI, the country's largest hydro store, where they buy in bulk and pass their savings on to you, the Drew and Mike listener. Mention the podcast for exclusive deals like gallons of SLF 100 for $99, Hannah Grow Line Combo Tester for $140, and Advanced Nutrients Big Bud 23 liters, normally $730, now just $399 for Drew and Mike listeners only. Make sure you mention the Drew and Mike Show. Grogreen MI and M36 and Whitmore Lake are online at grogreenmi.com. And today, among other things, we have the lock of the week.
Ooh, exciting.
Brandon's been studying hard.
A lot of research.
Hey. There has been.
And let's see.
Got a boner line for later, too.
Oh, we have a boner line. Okay. And Bob, big weekend. Lions are home against the Giants. Mm-hmm. And Michigan is hosting Notre Dame.
At night.
Oh, boy, that's a big one.
Michigan State has Penn State at home.
By the way, Ohio State plays Wisconsin, I saw.
They do. That's the big noon game on Fox.
What's the? How much is Ohio State favored in that game?
I think, no joke, I think it's 13 and a half.
Wow.
They're at home.
Well,
Fox is promoting it with Urban Meyer's return to the horseshoe.
His return to the horseshoe?
Because he's on the Fox pregame show now.
Oh, whatever.
I know.
If you want to bet on any of those games or Brandon's Bet of the Week, of course, it's mybookie.ag. Promo code Drew. Double your deposit. Deposit a grand, get a free grand. Bet on anything. You can really bet on almost anything on mybookie.ag.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And if you like those parlays, like Patrick, who's in celebrity net worth now because he had so many successful parlays. If you want to bet on fantasy players, overs, unders, Brandon's lock of the week.
He should change his last name to Parlay. It's not that much different.
That's true.
Patrick Parlay.
Or you could
be my own fantasy man.
Maybe you just want to double your paycheck. Go to mybookie.ag, promo code Drew. Somebody else complained today about the guy wrote and said that 20% 20% of the show is Will 40 drops.
Oh, man, it should be more than that.
Well,
20% of the show. Really?
We recently did bolster our Will Forte folder. So, yeah, whenever we get some new drops, sometimes we do beat them down pretty hard.
And to that guy.
You want me to change? Fuck you!
He says that no one thinks they're funny but us.
I love Will.
I think his drops are great.
Basically, he said,
nice job! None of you!
Yeah, we actually do have quite a few Will Forte drops.
We have never even played this one.
But one man's too much information is another man's too little information, TLI, and one other man's JEI, just enough information.
I think they're funny. I mean, a couple of them are a little bit out there.
What?
But
I touch myself, I masturbate, and I wipe my butt almost every day with these guys.
It's preoccupied with that, but...
sorry.
Outside of that,
those aren't even the MacGruber drops.
It's not 20% of the show. Why do people always have to exaggerate? Why?
I don't know.
It's always that. Oh, you talk about is The Bachelor. All you talk about is White Boy Rick.
Reality show TV.
The show's all Epstein.
Teen Mom.
Jackson and OJ.
Oh, I do have some new Jackson stuff.
Oh, excellent.
From the Elton John book.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a bad place to start, I guess.
Cool.
Why not? Let's see. Good job.
It's a great story, actually. The Elton John book's really good. In fact, I saw Aunt Carlini said it was her favorite book.
Oh. Cool. Ever?
I think so. I think that's what she meant.
Really? More than the Bible?
Yeah. I think she did mean that.
Okay.
Anyway, he's having a lunch party, and his mom is meeting David Furnish for the first time. So Elton's very nervous, and David Furnish is very nervous because...
Had he ever taken another man home that his mom had met, or is this the first man?
I don't know. I believe she's met a bunch of guys that Elton's been boo-fooing. So, John Reed, his manager.
I got to put it like that.
Well,
yeah, but he wasn't presented as...
I don't know if they were people
so
he was really...
So I'm this is my manager.
He lived, yeah. But he lived with John Reed. That was not just a boo-foo thing.
It's a business.
Actually, Elton falls in love with people immediately, so...
Really?
She probably met a lot of dudes. Huh.
That's really like, overdoing it.
But
John Reed was with Freddie Mercury, too, right?
Yeah, I think he was.
He's got a type.
Top two. Yeah, both of them had married women, too. I wonder if that was John Reed's advice.
Elton did that on his own.
Yeah, I know he did. Yeah.
Which is weird.
Freddie was in love with her, so.
He did. He was a mess, though. He was really screwed up at the time. Anyway, he's really nervous about this lunch, and then he finds out that Michael Jackson is coming. Oh. And so it's like, oh, my God. And he doesn't want to tell David Furnish, because David Furnish will be very angry, because he's already nervous. Thinking, who cares about what David Furnish thinks?
David Nervous Furnish?
What's the big deal?
Wait, why is Jackson going? I'm so confused. Why is Jackson going?
I don't know. Who knows? He says,
weird.
The funny thing is, he says he met Jackson when he was 13 after a gig I played in Philadelphia. Elizabeth Taylor had turned up with him in tow. Compares him to Elvis. Just the way he kind of shut himself up and big prescription drug habit. And I saw him in his later years. I came away thinking the poor guy totally lost his marbles. I don't mean that in a lighthearted way. He was genuinely mentally ill, a disturbing person to be around. It was very sad, but he was someone you couldn't help. He was just gone, off in a world of his own, surrounded by people who only told him what he wanted to hear. And now he's coming to lunch at which my boyfriend was scheduled to meet my mother. Fantastic. I said the best plan was to ring David and drop this information in the conversation as nonchalantly as possible.
I love you.
That's a good move. Good move by Elton. Like it's not a big deal.
Maybe if I behaved as if there was no problem here, he might take it in stride, or maybe not. I didn't finish nonchalantly mentioning the change in lunch plans before I was interrupted by an angry shell of, "Are you fucking kidding me?" I tried to reassure him by lying through my teeth, promising that the reports he had heard of Michael's eccentricities had been greatly exaggerated. This probably wasn't very convincing, given that some of the reports of Michael's eccentricities had come from me directly. But no, it wouldn't be as strange as you might expect. In that respect, at least, I was absolutely right. The meal wasn't as strange as I might have expected. It was stranger than I could have imagined.
I'm really shy. I'm embarrassed.
It was a sunny day, and we had to sit indoors with the curtains drawn because of Michael's vitiligo.
Oh, fake. What a lie.
Vitiligo. Did I say vitiligo?
He mispronounced it, yeah.
The poor guy looked awful, really frail and ill. He was wearing makeup that looked like it had been applied by a maniac. It was all over the place. His nose was covered with a sticking plaster, which kept what was left of it attached to his face. He sat there not saying anything, just giving off waves of discomfort the way some people give off an air of confidence. I somehow got the impression he hadn't eaten a meal around other people for a very long time.
Certainly, totally false.
He wouldn't eat anything we served up. He brought his own chef with him, but didn't eat anything his chef made, either. After a while, he got up from the table without a word and disappeared. So we started looking for him. 2 hours later, we found him in a cottage on the grounds where my housekeeper lived. The housekeeper was sitting there
with
watching Michael Jackson quietly playing video games with her 11-year-old son.
Oh,
nice.
Does he have like a radar or a homing device when it comes to children?
He does seem to have childdar.
You know where to look.
Male childdar.
Jesus.
While this was going on, I could see David through the gloom sitting at the end of the table, valiantly trying to make bright conversation with my mother, who was doing her bit to add to the strained atmosphere by spending most of the meal telling him that she thought psychiatry was a waste of money and time, in a voice loud enough for Michael Jackson's psychiatrist to hear, who was also there.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
If I would hurt a child, I would slit my wrists. I would never hurt a child.
Wonder how many times he slit his wrists.
I never heard him.
On the rock and roll front, too, somebody sent me a story about Flea's new book.
Oh, Flea has a book.
Yeah, Flea's got a book. It doesn't really cover Red Hot Chili Peppers, though. It gets to their first concert.
Oh.
But he spent so much time with Anthony Kiedis before that.
Right. They grew up together for the most part.
Yeah. And a lot of the people that we came to know are known just in RHCP days. And I did read a little bit about it. I'd forgotten he grew up in Australia. Yeah. And his dad was transferred to Manhattan, some kind of customs job. And then his mom is taking guitar lessons and falls in love with her guitar teacher.
Oh, weird.
So dad bolts for Australia, and mom marries a guitar teacher. They move to L.A. in 72.
Oh, how convenient, though.
Yeah. What was it he said? He said, life took a sharp turn for the bohemian, I think. And he starts smoking dope when he's 12. Music, basketball, and books. That was pretty much all he cared about. His stepfather was an alcoholic who worked out his demons on the guitar, and he basically really liked him in spite of his problems. And he said he was very supportive as far as Flea playing music and stuff. The cover is a baby-faced picture of Flea at a nude beach smoking a joint.
That seems about right.
And, I didn't really know much about Flea's habits, but I guess he says he did do heroin, but he was never a junkie. Huh. He could do it for a couple days and go, I'm going to go back to my life.
Wow. He seems like he's made out of rubber, first of all.
He does.
And, yeah, he just seems really resilient, too. Didn't he jump off a roof one time, hotel roof, into a pool and miss or something?
Wow,
I used to do that when they were kids.
Yeah, he played Woodstock 99 in the nude.
Totally nude. Remember, we just watched that not that long ago, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's great.
They had current pictures of him without his shirt on, and he looks really good.
He's ripped.
What's the name of the book? The book's just called Flea?
No, it's called Child of a Something or Child of... Child.
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 There's a child.
It's acid for the children, right?
Yeah. See?
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
There we go. Partially right.
Almost there.
Cool. Did you guys see Eddie Van Halen at the Tool concert, by the way?
No.
It sounds like Eddie is living. He's doing okay. He's not on his deathbed or anything, which people are sort of suggesting. And the funny thing, though, at the Tool concert is there's a picture of Eddie taking a picture of a guy who doesn't know he's Eddie Van Halen. He said, hey, dude, will you take my picture? And he's like near the stage doing this.
Oh, really?
There's Eddie taking his picture.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool, too. Yeah. And a lot of people were, I thought, making kind of shitty comments about, oh, my God, look how old he looks because his hair's going gray. He's 64 years old. Does he really look that old?
No, he didn't look old at all.
He looks okay.
I think.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not. I don't know how is
what he's been going through.
Well, yeah, absolutely. How is he supposed to look at 64 fighting cancer?
Yeah.
I mean, why do people have to do that? Oh my God, he looks so old, don't you?
Well, because they have that image in their head of him and his long shaggy hair, and
I thought he looks probably younger than his age. Honestly,
yeah.
I mean, I didn't think he
definitely.
Looked that sure. Terrible.
No.
Yeah, plus he was out buying a car the day before that.
Yeah, McLaren. That sounds nice. Like a guy who's still living.
Sure.
So, yeah, I was glad to see that. And then there was some other sort of pop news type stuff. I'm going to save James Franklin. It sounds like James Franklin's in a heap of shit.
James Franklin?
James Franklin.
The coach?
No, the actor? James Franco. James Franco.
Oh,
James Franco.
Oh, yeah.
James I'm sorry.
Franco, yeah.
James
the
Franklin.
The Penn State coach? What did he do now? I mean, he ignored a rape back at Vanderbilt, but what did he do now?
Yeah, James Franco. I mean, we
knew this was coming. I
thought by his absence, because he used to be everywhere, yeah. Didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And he's really, when's the last time we even saw him? Was that when he's crashed at the brothel or whatever?
Yeah, he had to call the massage parlor. We were very obsessed with the one massage room near the toilet.
That was a weird story. Yeah. Other than that, I skipped the Oscars.
The actor that nobody ever heard of.
He's nominated. If he hadn't worn that Time's Up button, do you think he'd be okay? Because that's what really inflamed people.
Yeah.
Gary, he was in a no-win situation there. Because if he didn't wear them, he really doesn't care.
But he's still doing the deuce.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Does anyone like the deuce?
No one, no. Same people that watch Suits.
It's about porno, right?
Yeah.
It's about Times Square, I think, in the early 70s. Yeah. And he's playing two characters. And I started off watching it, and I kind of liked it.
Really? I didn't care for it. Now it's been exiled to Monday night on HBO. So
I don't know if people watching
or not.
The other Gyllenhaal who's in it.
So. I don't either, Trudy.
Maggie, yeah.
That is the most unrealistic thing, the fact that she would be a whore that people are, like, dying to...
Yeah.
Is she attractive? Do people find her attractive?
No.
I think they pretend she is because she's Jake's sister.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Well, remember,
but she would starve as a prostitute, in my opinion. I'm sorry. I just don't think she'd be a prostitute.
Remember the movie The Secretary that she starred in?
Yeah.
Everyone's
that
like,
was weird.
So hot. I'm like, she's not, though. What am I missing about
her? I think
her?
She's pretty.
Really?
I mean,
she's all yours.
No, I don't all yours me her. I didn't mean it like that. I don't want to act like she's, you know,
that face.
Disfigured or something.
Weird. She's got a good body. I'll give her that.
I'm more inclined to say she has a pretty face than a...
Really?
I don't know. I mean, you can have her, but...
No, I don't want her.
I don't want her
either.
I'm
not fighting for her. Brandon, she's all yours.
I just think
she's... Jake.
She just kind of...
Take Jake. Well, you... Yeah. Broke
she's kind of normal looking. I mean, there she is on Deuce. Do you think that prostitute gets a lot of action?
No. No.
She doesn't look like him either.
Especially
are they?
Without a pimp. No, they don't look alike at all.
Yeah. There's some... Different DNA going on between them, or
are they even related?
We're prostitute shaming Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Two different Gyllenhaals.
She's not really a prostitute.
I know. And they were acting like she should win, you know, Emmys or for it. What is so great? She's pretending. Whatever. Women playing prostitutes win lots of awards, don't they?
Yes, they do.
They do.
Yeah.
Quit buying prostitutes. You quit buying prostitutes.
I should mention...
Hey, are those prostitutes? I mean, who are those girls?
I think this is a scene from The Deuce.
All right, so let me get this straight. So I'm going to pay for a blowjob and I got to pay for a goddamn hotel room too? Well, that just seems like I'm spending too much money for nothing. I got a house. You can just get your ass over here and I can just do the blowjob here.
All right. It might be Eastbound and Down.
They're both
on HBO.
I can do the blowjob.
Your customers do have to pay for a crappy room, don't they?
I think so, yeah.
This is the real one, though.
Who do I owe for the prostitutes? Is that the politically correct term, or is it hoes or whores? Hit me up. I'm good for it. Titties.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Gabari, Anthony, and all our friends at Zot, Ford, and Ollie pride themselves on making buying and leasing vehicles simple, fun, and easy, all while saving you time and money. And now, of course, they've got the employee pricing for everyone, which means that business of, you're not on any plan. Well, you don't have to hear that. You can kiss it all goodbye. With the employee pricing for everyone, for example, everyone can lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Supercrew XLT 4x4 as low as $89 a month on a 24-month lease. Or a new 19 Ford Ranger Supercab XLT 4x4 as low as $155 a month, also for 24 months. Hurry, because Zot Ford's employee pricing for everyone won't last long. See details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And no one will say, you don't have any plan. Because that's how they say it. Always.
I might be too long.
I was reading a book to Annie.
You're not cool enough to have any plan.
Has anybody ever heard of the kids' book, The Best Nest, about like two birds? It's like a Dr. Seuss book.
Oh,
but the
yeah.
plot of it is there's these two birds.
Plot.
And the lady doesn't like the nest until she sends her husband up to go make another one. So she's kind of bitchy in the book. So I always use this voice for her when I'm reading it.
Chapter one.
I use that voice and it works. I don't like this nest. This nest is not the best.
Where are you going?
I should bring
Chapter
it in.
Chapter two.
It's really a weird book.
If you
book
built a better nest, you wouldn't have to go out and find a new one.
It's really, children books are really mean to fathers.
Are they?
Really?
I think so. Well, except for there's one book called Daddies. That's from like the 50s that we have. And that starts with like, what do daddies do all day? Daddies work while children play. And it's like everything a dad is, no mention of women working.
Daddy.
Hop on Pop isn't all that friendly to dads either.
That is a terrible book to read.
It is, really.
Dr. Yaldo has been supporting us for a couple of years now, and a lot of people have used his services to get life-changing surgery and gotten out of the business of wearing glasses or contacts and all that money you spend, which eventually will pay for your custom cat's LASIK. The most precise in the world, or lens exchange, people 45 plus who can't stand the reading glasses. Eye surgery is a big deal, and that's why Dr. Yaldo is a good guy to look at, because he's number one in Michigan with over 30,000 LASIK procedures, tens of thousands of lens exchange and cataract procedures too. And Dr. Yaldo doesn't lure you in with promises of low-cost LASIK. There are people trying to do that, but then you go and find out what the real price is. But if you have shopped
They're
for
wrong.
It, bring that price you're so convinced about. Assuming it's real, to Dr. Yaldo, and he promises Drew and Mike listeners he'll beat any LASIK offer you get. Get the best, pay the least. The evaluation is free. Call 800-398-EYES. 800-398-EYES or go to Yaldo Eye Center.
God, I get excited talking about it because I love it.
Duck. Is that Dr. Yaldo?
I love your eyes.
Guy is such a creep.
He's very creepy.
That should have ended that ministry right there.
Yeah.
That brief conversation.
Didn't know that, did you, babe? Isn't that wonderful?
What did he claim he had in his house or something? Didn't he claim?
Whatever.
I have a lot of natural gas on our property.
Right. That's right. That's why he has so much money.
I think he wanted a piece of Lisa Guerrero. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Yeah. I love your eyes.
Father, bless Lisa today. Thank you for her grandparents. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to know her.
Man, I totally understand that gig. That'd be so easy. Anytime anybody starts suggesting you're doing something wrong, you just start praying for them.
Mm-hmm. It's a good move.
Pretty cool.
That's really none of your business.
So James Franco, turns out it looks like a class action suit against him for this teaching class. And the more I read about this teaching class, the more this sounds like such bullshit.
Well, this is part of the claim is that they were fraud. Like the teaching class was fraudulent because it was really.
Who needs a teaching class on sex scenes? And you have to send something of yourself doing a scene, apparently.
Nice.
To get picked for the class.
I guarantee.
I wish my babies could have the same sort of teacher, the same sort of friend.
I guarantee you Franco has all of those like in one file, one folder on his computer. That he beats off to regularly.
Yeah, he sounds to me, he really sounds quite creepy. But the idea was that, you know, I'll help you get roles too.
Mm-hmm.
You can do these wild topless sex scenes or orgy scenes or whatever. We'll work out doing all these great sex scenes, and you'll know how to do it when it comes up in your career, which none of you will have. And none of that, I'll put you in movies. But it seems that, first of all, they signed away the rights to the scenes that were filmed.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got all these sex scenes in that PDF file or whatever.
He would review all of them, and then that's when he would pick the people to pay $750 for the class.
Right. After he looked at them in their scene.
And beat off to it.
And he promised that, you know, there would be work coming out of this class, but they said that the work seemed to go to either non-students or women who acquiesced to his extreme requests.
Mm. Interesting.
Why? This is so lame.
I know, especially.
But it's James Franco.
He's a handsome dude, though. He doesn't need to do all this.
I know, but he can.
Yeah, it's the power of
it. James Franco.
It's the power of it. Because he likes having those all in one folder on his computer in order that he has power over, knowing that they paid him money, too.
It's funny how many claims there are that when women went, well, I don't know about this. Does that scene really seem realistic? Or would she really be topless? Franco would get really pissed.
And say, haven't you seen The Deuce?
People were dismissed from the class if they questioned, you know, the scene.
After all, look at Maggie Gyllenhaal. You believe she's a prostitute? I wonder if anything will happen to him.
That's a good question.
I'm wondering if, you know, some of his friends in Hollywood will distance themselves, too, because for so long we saw movies, a ton of movies that had Rogan, Jonah Hill, and Franco in them. I mean, just a whole bunch of.
He hasn't done anything lately, though, other than The Deuce.
But have you heard people, like, openly calling him out much?
Uh-uh.
Not really.
He's
and he's. Like,
he's also a director.
Yeah, he does projects.
Yeah, he pulls together a lot of entertainment.
That's true. All right.
Yeah, so he's not a guy you want to call out.
Right.
Unlike some other people.
And he also looks high. He could have just, you know, like, gone under the umbrella of, hey, I was, like, buzzed. Sorry.
By the way, at the, you know, whenever Franco's been at a roast, and he's been at a few of them, they always act like he's gay. They always make a lot of gay jokes about him.
Yeah.
Well, he made jokes about that too. You know, like this is the end. How he was in his character was in love with Seth Rogen. So,
is there? I don't know. Whenever that, like Andy Dick when he was at the roast. I mean, there were so many jokes about taking the butt. And it seemed that there was some truth to that. I mean, they didn't say that about Robert De Niro. The last roast.
Maybe Franco has a better attitude towards it.
You know what? Had they done that, I don't think he would have changed his expression or his demeanor whatsoever. Because I know he's just got one now. That's about it.
Didn't he seem to age during the roast? He really did.
Due to his support for the LGBT community and his portrayal of gay characters in his projects, Franco's sexuality has been subject of discussion in media sources, relentlessly questioning if he himself is gay. In response to questions regarding his sexuality, insists he finds plenty more dimensions to characters than their bedroom proclivities.
I see.
Or you know what, he quipped? Maybe I'm just gay.
That's what he said. That's a good answer.
It's not whom you have sex with that defines your sexuality, but instead how you act. Well, that's interesting.
I'm not sure I'm following that.
With his acting class, there's no guys in the class action lawsuit, so.
You know how it is with guys.
I think he thinks it's kind of, like, cool that nobody knows which way he's going to go. Hey, he could fuck her, or he could fuck him.
Or you know just, how the subject with guys.
Or he can just beat off to his private videos on his computer.
Yeah, it makes the women that land him feel more special, because he could have gone with a dude. Maybe they think they're flipping him.
And then he also said, I think that I'm gay in my art and straight in my life. He is so deep.
except for his deep. Sex scenes class. That's not very deep.
Or when he's hitting on underage women on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's a whole mess
this
of stuff.
Guy needs
How
to be
is
castrated.
He getting away with this?
He needs to be castrated. His sex drive's too large.
But... I mean, people are just getting pummeled for this kind of behavior. How is he escaping all this?
So to that point, I want your guys' opinion on. Did you see what happened to Harvey?
Because he's hot, Trudy?
Yeah, of course.
I think that's part of it.
I think you're right.
Yeah, he's charismatic and hot.
And he does,
yeah. Long way.
He could help you in a project.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Although I wonder if, you know, celebrities are so insulated that when, you know, somebody sends them a picture, you know, like they're maybe 16 years old or something in a bikini and they don't know.
Yeah.
They're just like, you know, we like beautiful things. We're celebrities. We get everything we want. It's what we're about.
Yeah. They don't live in the real world.
Yeah. They really don't have any sort of daily drudgery.
They're celebrities. Their guard should be up, you would think.
Yeah. I would really think so.
Yeah. But.
But I bet he gets a lot of DMs. I bet he gets a lot of pictures that he likes a lot.
Mm-hmm. And they're all in another folder in his computer.
Yes.
So, did you see what happened to Harvey Weinstein, though, while he was eating the other day? There's video of it. I'll play the video of it. He's out to dinner. In the
Why does he go out?
What, somebody take his food away too soon?
No, nobody's going to say anything. Nobody's really going to say anything.
This lady's yelling at him next to his table.
I'll get out of here. That's fine. I am happy to leave, but nobody's going to say anything. I'm going to stand on the fool's feet from a fucking rapist, and nobody's going to say anything. I'll go.
Wait.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Was she attacked by him?
I don't know. She doesn't make that clear in the post. And if she is, and you understand why she did it, and the wheels of justice move really slow, so I kind of understand why he'd be pissed off at him, but... I mean, wow. He's allowed to eat.
He should eat at home.
Yeah, he should. You're right, he should, but he is allowed to go out and eat, unfortunately.
Honestly, I've seen a lot of shots of
him. I don't know how I feel about it.
I feel like he should stop provoking people by going out in public to see whether they'll react to him.
Maybe.
I think he thinks he can get away with going anywhere to all his old haunts and getting great tables and being treated the way he always was. And I think, honestly, I think pretty much he is. He probably tips well. He spends a lot of money.
Yeah, you know.
So this lady is an actress that did that.
Oh. Hmm.
Is she older, younger?
She watches the pervy producer yucked it up with young, beautiful women and a posse of men around him.
Wait, he had young women around him, too?
Of course, he's got power and money.
Oh, jeez.
You know, that's the thing about this is there's always a new supply of women who will... I think in this case, anyone who's around him now knows. They know. But they don't care. It's like women who want to marry John Wayne Gacy. Or they want to marry the stalker, what's his stalker guy?
This is
Grassmaker. Ramirez, the Night Stalker.
Oh, the Night Stalker, yeah.
Yeah, they know. You can't stop it from happening. And Harvey Weinstein has a lot of money. He's an important person. He's known. He's a famous face. And so some of them go, oh, everybody knows him. I'm going to be attached to him. I'll fuck him. I mean, there's always those people.
But does he have influence anymore? Can he get anybody a movie deal, which is used to be a stock move?
This is really weird. Here's more information. He's at something. What is the name of this thing?
I'll be in the paper.
Apparently it was a private event.
I'll be on TMZ if I'm with him.
Yeah, probably all.
Private event.
Oh, he's invited to a private event. See? Look.
It was hosting Actors Hour, which was billed as a speakeasy for artists. One female comic at the event noticed Weinstein's presence, saying, quote, "Can we address the elephant in the room?" Which is a really funny joke for two reasons, because he's huge.
Huge.
But that person was booed by the bartenders, a large section of the crowd, and even event organizers.
Well, he's probably a big tipper at that place.
The woman then said, "I've been a survivor of rape," and that was booed. They booed her because she said, "I've been a survivor of rape." A male comic even stoked the fallen movie maker's ego by asking, "Who produced Good Will Hunting?" and then saying, "Because that movie's fucking amazing." After his set, the comic stopped by Weinstein's table to chat, and both were smiling. So he's kissing up to him.
Well, there you go.
This lady said
exactly my point.
That's why she was getting so pissed off. So now I kind of understand why she did it.
So the idea is to keep him at home. If you like OJ, if you yell murder
event.
At him.
Yeah, no.
Well, it's a private event. He's invited. Yeah, Someone invited him.
That's why I said I don't know how I feel about it, but I understand.
I mean,
why
is the host happy that one of his guests is openly calling out another guest? I mean, is that really fair?
Yeah.
Couldn't she have just left?
Let's see. I'm not sure. This is event. Or,
I mean, wouldn't it have been better if she just left?
The elephant in the room. Do we know what that is? Yeah, it's a Freddy Krueger in the room, if you will. I didn't know that we have to bring our own maze and rape whistles to Actors Hour. Oh, no. Yeah. No? Oh, shut up. Yeah. Oh. This kills at group therapy for rape survivors. They love
it. What a terrible set, though.
Woo! Woo! Yeah! Woo!
Yeah! I have been raped, surprisingly, by no one in this room, but I've never gotten to confront those guys, so just a general fuck you to whoever.
Stand up or a lecture.
Wow. See, if that had been some sort of sick burn or really funny, maybe, but it was really.
You know.
So the event organizers said that Weinstein was not invited by the organization or anyone associated with the organization.
Oh, really? Why is he there?
But the bar said they had nothing to do with the guest list either.
Hmm. Why were they booing when she brought it up?
Yeah. No, it was friendly to him.
Oh. Support crew.
That's a really weird. That whole thing is strange. You know, I don't want to defend Harvey Weinstein because there's so much about him. He's so horrible. He hires Black Cube, these Israeli Secret Service types. I mean, it is the most twisted pile of activity. But honestly, I could see someone doing the same thing if Matt Lauer were there.
Sure.
Or if I'm trying to think of someone else. And I don't think
Brett Ratner.
Yeah. I just
he's guilty.
I don't think you can necessarily say that you know what happened. And that's
Aziz Ansari.
I was going to mention, I was going to go into something else, but let me go with Matt Lauer here because there was an interesting story on Mediaite today. This guy talked to Matt Lauer for a couple hours.
Did the story make you angry at all, though?
No, it didn't. Not angry.
It made me angry because it's like, I talked to Matt Lauer, but I can't tell you anything about what he said. Well,
that was annoying. I thought there should have been some audio to go with it.
It's very misleading. It's a column. It's an opinion piece.
Yeah, and you know what? I bet you the guy's taking a lot of crap for it, and I don't really think he should because...
Well, I don't think he should. It's an opinion piece. It's his opinion.
Having read... I know, but you're not... There's some opinions you're just really not allowed to have these days.
I think
in certain places.
I think if you want to discuss the nuance of what Matt Lauer did to this girl, I think it's okay to have an opinion on both sides. It's
one opinion's a lot more popular than the other.
Sure, but it's the other things Matt Lauer did as a whole that I think people think, oh, this guy's kind of creepy and scummy.
Oh, he's
and NBC protected him.
He's skeevy and he is creepy. And I just don't think he's a good person in general. It doesn't sound like
it. I think if it was just this one incident, he would probably be able to be back on TV.
But when I read Ronan Farrow's book, I found myself getting a little unnerved at how certain he is about many, many, many things. Because, you know, in the end, whether you're talking about Matt Lauer or someone else at NBC or Harvey Weinstein or, you know, there's a lot of much smaller cases. I mean, you could get into the Chris Hart, what's his name, Hardwick from Nerdist, Aziz Ansari. You weren't there. You don't know. So to pass all this judgment and suggest that, yep, this is what happened, bam, that's the way it is, shame him. It's a little, I don't know, it just makes me feel.
But that's why I'm saying the hole for Matt Lauer hurts him, not just the one.
But in the case of Ronan Farrow, that's not a case, that's, it's not a court of law, so he's.
No, it's not a court of law, but Trudy, he's very absolute in his conclusions, and he makes you think, I've put all the facts together, and all the facts equal this. And I don't think you can always say that.
He's a forensic scientist.
He's creating it's sort of like a circumstantial case for rape or for assault.
Like a profiler, sort of.
Yeah,
by bringing back all of the stories, the various different stories, and setting them up.
Yeah, and she told this person this, and she told that person that, and therefore, you know, women tell people. But in the case of Matt Lauer, it's not that specific because she told NBC that they had an affair. She didn't tell them that she was raped. She said that in hindsight, she figured that out, and she said, regardless, I was too drunk to consent. I don't really want to, and I hate talking about this story because it's just such an ugly story, and I feel bad for this girl in some ways. But he really hit a chord with me when he said that he felt that Farrow's evaluation of female behavior was misogynistic in and of itself, because I felt the same way. He made it sound like these women are, as he put it, they're treated as childlike in their ability to respond. Not to somebody assaulting them, but I mean just that Matt Lauer wants to have sex with you, so you have to have sex with him. And you can't do anything about it, and, you know, it's unwanted, and if you keep having sex with him, it's because it's transactional. And I understood exactly what he was saying, and maybe you have to read the book to understand where I'm coming from, or maybe you would never understand where I'm coming from, but I really feel like he makes it sound like women are just the most pliable things, and they can never, you know, when Matt Lauer, one word and your career could be over, you have to do what he wants to do to you. So in other words, he could have sex with anyone at NBC and there's nothing they can do about it. That's how he makes it sound.
Well, that's kind of what it seemed.
I mean,
you don't think people at NBC were
No, there are people that turned him down. There's people that didn't have sex with him. Why did they do that? How were they able to do that? Well, if you can't do that.
In some respects, I wonder, because she was just starting out, right? So she's just got a toe in this business as a producer for NBC, right? She was fairly young.
She started in 2010, I think.
I think it's a little more. I think it's complex. Did she probably like banging him? Yeah, but at the same time,
That's not when you say something's transactional. That's sort of thrown out.
I wonder if in New York City. It's expensive to live there. It's hard to start over, maybe. You maybe feel like your career would be disgraced if you decided, hey, Matt Lauer's putting pressure on me.
This is exactly the conversation. I feel like Ronan Farrow makes it sound like you have no choice. And I feel like he does make women sound like they are, I mean, it's certainly not on any kind of equal level with men. Unable to defend themselves but then he does point out women that say no, and Lauer's not a great sport about it, but they move on with their lives and they keep their jobs and they do what they do, and he's kind of chilly to them, but because he uses that as evidence. It's a very complicated story,
that some acts are consensual and some aren't.
Anything is possible. I wasn't there for any of them, so I don't know, and I don't want it. That's what I mean. I don't like Matt Lauer. I think he's a bad person. I think he's just a bad guy in general, and I feel bad for anybody who he went after, because some of them seemed like, you know, they are called affairs, and this person that left NBC, they said she had an affair with Matt Lauer, and it sounds to me like she didn't like being, she either didn't want to have an affair after a while, or she didn't want to be there, or she felt that something was going to happen to her. And I think we know people aren't using her name, although some people are mentioning Amy Robach.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's all very complicated. Well, I thought the Mediaite story was interesting because it's not popular to, and he's not taking Matt Lauer's viewpoint. He's just letting him speak.
I wish we could know what Matt said because there's nothing about what he said.
We saw his 1,200 word statement.
Yeah, but that's it. So, because the whole premise of the article is, you know, is there a fair place to tell a story? Yeah, the guy that wrote it, tell us the story. Tell us what he said.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you, but I did agree with him too in that, you know, he said Matt Lauer feels, where am I going to tell my story and get any kind of fair shake? No, he's not going to get pounced on anywhere he goes.
You don't think he could sit down with Diane Sawyer?
Maybe.
Which would just throw it right back in NBC's face because it'd be a huge get.
I want to know how this story ends.
You don't think he could be on 60 Minutes?
I just don't think. I think the way this whole Me Too thing was working when that happened, it was like, you're shit, you're gone. Yeah. You're shit, you're gone. Yeah. And all the facts come out, and the other person's like, what the fuck can I say?
Yeah. No,
and he's also got kids. And
victim to a mob. But
yeah. And a lot of it's his fault, no doubt.
Yeah.
But it's just a little more complicated a story, I think, than
he raped her in the butt. Yeah, there's more nuance than that.
Well, yeah, and again, I wasn't there for any of this. Only he and her know what really happened. And it sounds like honestly, she was so bombed the first
salient
time.
Point.
Well, they're facts, Trudy.
Yes, it's a difference.
But the problem is it's not popular to question, you know, and you're not supposed to question anything she says. So, you know, he is in a shitty spot and he put himself in a shitty spot. And, because there are a lot of other women involved.
Well, that's silly because I think part of listening to what a woman has to say in an accusation, part of it should also be said that you're allowed to challenge what they say.
Man, it's not real popular right now.
Oh, I know, but that should be.
It was real popular for a very long time.
It was. I agree.
For a very long time.
Scale completely flipped. And honestly, you know what? If it's a guy who is a great football player, then you're going to hear his side more than you're going to hear her side to this day.
Nobody wants to hear either side.
Yeah, depending
on anything. They just want to hear one side and the other side.
Depends on who it is.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, a lot of people did not like Matt Lauer. I mean, a lot of people who, take Savannah Guthrie.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think a lot of people dislike Savannah Guthrie. I don't think they have a lot of negative feelings towards her. I might not watch her.
Isn't she a homewrecker? Didn't she break up somebody's marriage?
Oh, wait.
I thought
no,
she
it was
did.
The other one. The,
it was.
The one that does Dateline with Craig Melvin.
I agree.
Does Dateline with Craig Melvin?
Yeah, the old Dateline shows. Not the new Dateline, but. You know, I'm Craig Melvin, and I'm Natalie
Morales.
Natalie, yeah, she's a homewrecker.
Natalie Morales was the one that at one point there was a rumor that she and Matt Lauer had something going on.
Mm-hmm.
And she had his baby. Remember? I don't think it's a rumor.
It has never
exactly. It panned out. I guess not to be true, or unless they just were like,
I could see him liking her a whole lot.
What were you going to say about Savannah Guthrie, though?
Well, I think that most people just, you know, would say, well, I watch this show. They wouldn't say, oh, I hate Savannah Guthrie. But, you know, back in the Matt Lauer days, people, I think, thought, well, he's very solid. I trust him. I think he's sharp. I watch Matt Lauer. But then you have a lot of people that, I hate Matt Lauer. A lot of people hated Matt Lauer. Maz hates Matt Lauer.
Here you go. While covering the trial of Michael Jackson, Guthrie met English-born BBC presenter Mark Orchard. After Orchard divorced his first wife, some journalist, he began dating
her. Divorced?
He began after he divorced his first wife, they began dating. That's when they started dating, if you believe it.
Oh.
Oh, well, you think I was
believing what you said because I don't know much about it.
A couple married in 2005, then they divorced in 2009. She began a relationship with a political consultant.
Was he married?
I don't know, but she was. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm just trying to back up the wild accusation I made 5 minutes ago.
Well, reckless speculation is always welcome here as long as it's...
I take it all back and I apologize to Savannah Guthrie. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I think
about.
It is Natalie Morales. I think it is. And I get them mixed up all the time, too.
Yeah, all those broads on NBC.
Yeah, these hot broads on NBC. We're all the same. Robot Guthrie and Morales. I don't know which one's which.
The only one I know
is
Ann Curry.
It's like Lisa Ling and who's the other broad?
We're channeling Lauer. This is what he sounded like. Guy who curry.
Do we have anybody for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
There's this old guy who drove 500 miles.
Oh, to meet an old high school babe?
I mean, they're probably
60 years after the prom?
Probably died in the last 3 days when we're going to call.
I think we should call him just because we've had the number for so long. Just so we can throw the number out.
All right, here it is, Brandon.
Hall Financial, lower payments, better options, more personal attention. If you want to get a refi and save money, which this is what smart people do. They look into things. They see opportunity. There's nothing lost in checking into the low interest rates at Hall Financial and seeing if your credit's okay and you can save money. There's nothing lost there. So don't feel like something's going to go askew. Oh, my God, it's going to be horrible like my mortgage. No, you're just looking into the fact that you might save some money on a refi. Or other people want to shorten the length of their mortgage. They want their mortgage to be over. They want to feel free. You can do that, too. Or you can take money out of your house because you want to do something else with it. That's what they do at Hall Financial for you. They lower payments, better options, more personal attention. So go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. Click the link on our website, fill out the online form. They'll get back to you fast. Or call 248-308-5000. When I
wake up. Oh, my God, Mark, this number better work.
NMLS, number 1467435, Hall Finance, you won't be disappointed.
Well, I mean, it could be DQ'd because they're dead now. It's been so long.
What are their names? Do they still have the same names? It's been so long.
Bob and Annette.
Bob and Annette?
Hava?
No one knows.
That means...
I don't like these couples where the dude picks up the extensions listening the whole time.
Hi, you've reached the Adkins residence.
That's them.
We're sorry that we're unable to take your call at the present time. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and we will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you for calling, and have a nice day.
Aww. Hi, Annette. It's the Drew and Mike Show. We heard about this great story, this love story that began in 1955 with you and Bob, and we just wanted to take a few minutes of your time to ask a couple questions and just talk about it. Thanks, Annette. Hope you and Bob are doing well.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Can we use the Hall Financial Hotline to look into Mark's Rolodex guy that he made mad the other day?
Danny Ainge?
Danny Ainge.
You know what?
What?
I think I might have deleted it. I gotta find that and pull it out.
I have the actual call. Oh, the actual call? Well, we could just call.
What? Do you have the number, Mark?
Yeah.
What's wrong with calling him?
It's Danny Ainge. No, I was actually talking about, we talked to him yesterday off the air.
And he got hot-headed?
And he got very, extremely mad. And I wanted to cut it out and play it for everybody. And then I forgot. I'm sorry.
I'll give you the number.
It's unfortunate.
But I might recuse myself.
Yeah, this guy is going to be angry.
He's going to come in hot. Yeah, just like Danny Ainge. That's why I think it's him.
Trudy, can you handle this first?
Oh, I don't know.
And Dr. Roche. Trudy's had a tough day, but she's
destroyed a car.
It up.
Yeah, we need to talk about that.
I destroyed a car, so I should probably read up on what's going on here.
I think you destroyed two cars. Technically, not to pick on you.
Does this song make you feel better?
Yes.
We've played it for everyone.
Hang in my head. Not only that, but because the airbag went off and there was powder. And that's the name of this song, right?
Oh, yeah.
From the movie Powder.
Oh, no, Daniel
so,
Powder.
Like, it just went white. So, yeah, I did. But our friends and original sponsor.
The song was famous for when people got kicked off American Idol, they would play it for them, which was so dumb.
Yeah. Our friends and original sponsor, Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, have launched their Jeep Adventure Days. And you better believe it's
Trudy,
as
you
as
could be in a Jeep.
As it gets, I know. Wouldn't help me this time. You better believe it's as exciting as it sounds during Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Jeep Adventure Days. You can finally get the brand new Jeep that you've been yearning for. How about leasing a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited as low as $166 a month? Or maybe you want the Mac Daddy. You can lease a new loaded 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $268 a month. Our friends at Zot have one of the largest Jeep inventories in the state, so that means a lot of Jeeps to choose from. Finally, you know, we can't get through a Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram read without mentioning Ram trucks. So go lease a 19 Ram Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $145 a month And yep, Zot has an ass ton of RAMs to choose from. See details at their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And speaking of asses, yours is too big and unruly, or is it maybe you got all kinds of cellulite going on? Then you should go see Dr. Roche. Dr. Roche also wants everybody to know that October is sweater weather, and that's why it's time to make your sweaters look better with breast augmentation. Do the sweater justice. Dr. Roche has many breast augmentation procedures. Some are minimally invasive, like breast tight or body tight, which uplifts and tightens the body and can bring breasts sometimes close to that are, have lost elasticity to an upturn, or saline breast implants as well. $3,500 in the month of October. And October specials, you can smooth your complexion with Dysport and Botox. Two areas, get the third area for free or filler. One syringe of Restylane, the second syringe of Restylane, $100 off, and look years younger with BBL. The treatments, corrective treatments for discoloration and sun exposure and fine lines or pregnancy mask. Three treatments of photorevelation for only $1,000. So six altogether, regular $23.25, so a big savings there. And also Diva, the before picture of someone who's just gotten Diva is a big frown on their face, and the after picture, giant smile. It's one of those treatments that no one ever regrets. $1,500, get a free G-spot for the $1,200. It's a regular $1,200 value. And a Zerona treatment, you can actually get 11 treatments for $353 at Dr. Roche. That eliminates all of that cellulite in the back of your legs and in your butt, mostly that women end up getting, or in your, you know, your little, like, gut area. It'll help
fix you all up.
Deflate a lot of that and smooth that out. 11 treatments, again, 353. It's regular
$1,600.
So go call Dr. Roche at 248-338-1110 or go to droche.com for more information and to see some of the befores and afters.
There's a lot of so the Danny Ainge number, I crossed it out. I crossed it out, so Brandon and I were desperately trying to figure out what the number is.
Oh, does this mean
it's really hard?
Have percentage chances?
I covered up the picture that's normally there for Dr. Roche.
Oh,
finally,
thank you, Trudy.
How long?
Good God! I know, how many times have I looked at that?
I think it was once characterized as.
I think you're right.
An angry spider.
It's an. It's a before picture, clearly.
Yes.
The after picture is next to it, isn't it?
Not something I need to see every day.
You want to call Danny Ainge?
Oh, no.
Okay, is this going to be the right number?
Well, Mark had crossed it out, and so...
I think you got it right,
the
though.
Middle three numbers.
I think it's right.
It's really hard to tell,
boy.
But we...
I'm sure it's right.
Sorry about that.
I mean, I'm not going to talk to this hothead.
Yeah, this is all you. This guy gets... Ask for Danny Ainge. Oh, boy.
I'm not sure if Hall Financial would support this call.
What?
Just kidding.
Oh.
That's not the middle three numbers, apparently.
Okay, I have another idea. I think it could be a three.
Not sure of the wisdom of this, but let's carry on.
This is all just so we can get yelled at?
I guess.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you missed out the other day. Maybe it's still Danny Ainge.
The number you are trying to call is not reachable.
What? Try 609, Brandon.
Wait, not reachable?
609?
Oh, it's total BS.
Yeah, area code.
The first area code? Oh. To grant
his wishes for the draft. Every Celtics fan started crying. But not Danny Ainge, he laughed.
Oh!
I got one more.
He's the one who said we can't.
Tell you, you don't know where you're. It's probably better we don't connect with the angry Danny Ainge.
Angry Ainge. What's he do now? Is he coach?
GM of the Celtics.
Oh. Yeah, man.
Thank you for calling. Enter the extension number of the person you...
Oh, man.
We blew it by scratching it out.
That's how affected I was by that guy.
What, he was angry because he's had the number for a long time?
10 years.
So, it used to be Danny Ainge's number.
Well,
we're not allowed to call a number that was 10 years ago.
I don't think he liked that. I said, Danny Ainge had it for that long, too.
Yeah, that's when the F word started coming out.
Yeah, that's why I got scared.
Wow. Okay.
Rapidly crossed it out.
Oh, yes. There's one more story that we need to lump in with James Franco, and that is the Congresswoman Kate Hill.
Oh, wow.
I know this story,
I spent a lot of time on the story today.
I did too, because I had to read like four stories to get the whole story. She's in a thruple, which is like,
nice.
Why is this being called a thruple? Is this a nice way of saying that she was having sex with her 22-year-old campaign aide and apparently a dude who worked for her too, her campaign finance head?
Well, he wasn't part of the thruple.
No, he's not in the thruple, but she's lit. It sounds to me like her lifestyle is out of control. I don't think voters knew she was in a thruple, and I think it's kind of significant if she's got two significant others and not one. And then she's also having sex, according to many, many people, with a male campaign aide. Her husband was posting stuff on this kinky site, want to fuck my wife, wife sharing.
There's the picture he put on that. On that site.
If you want, I can even call my girlfriend over for a little fun. Wait,
can I see that picture?
Yeah, that's her face down.
I'm here with this really cute guy, and face we both down, want you to come up. Over and
so
talk
she
to
us. Just
she's a wild one, man.
Yeah, but does that in fact affect her governing ability? I mean, maybe she's really good at problem solving if she can handle that many dudes.
It really sounds like reading
well, dudes and chicks.
So Vice News like did a they followed her and I rewatched it because I'm like I remember this chick from somewhere and that's what it was from, and it's just they position it as the first millennial candidate because it was really
she was 30 years old
the stereotypical millennials. Wait, I'm just saying
did
that
did you say Vice News? I'm yeah. sorry, it just sounds sleazy. It's probably not a real publication, as Jim Fouts would say.
But like watching that again in this context, it's like, oh wow, this is like a big party for all those people, and she seems like a partier, man.
Oh, she sounds like quite a partier.
In fact, here she's
there's quite a few text messages about her drinking.
She's taking a bong hit.
She's taking a bong hit with her Nazi era cross tattooed on her body, which, by the way, she shamed someone on Facebook for using the same symbol. She's nude taking the bong hit. She's also nude brushing the campaign aide's hair. I mean, first of all,
that picture, which is just a weird picture.
She was brushed the hair brusher.
Yeah,
she was sent home from a campaign event or some kind of event because she was too drunk. Nice. I mean, she sounds like she's really, really wild, and yet I notice a lot of people.
You're square, Drew.
I don't mean to be a square. I just notice a lot of people defending her and saying this is no one's business.
Go outside, nerd. Get out.
What do you mean?
Go.
This is no one's business. She's fucking two people in her campaign. She's married.
She denied
she's in a thruple.
She denied the one. The other one she admitted to, but she did hire that person after they were in a thruple.
She's got new photos all over the place. She's got want to fuck my wife on some kinky site.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well,
no, she's not long.
Just
for
a lot
this
of
job,
it's a lot of data for a
oh, yeah.
voter to find out about after the fact.
Yeah.
I don't care who she has sex. I really don't.
Pretty soon, I bet they'll all be swinging together.
But honestly, I think the more disturbing thing was it sounds like she likes to drink, and she misses a lot of planes, and she stays out very, very late at night.
It does sound like this husband, who she's going through a divorce now with this guy.
Yeah, he's quite a prick.
Is on the warpath.
Yeah, he's out. He's not helping.
He did not like her not being around. He did not like her getting all big-headed when she won the election, either.
I agree with my wife.
Well, she dumped him, and she dumped the girl in the thruple, too.
Yeah, she's on a bigger and better thruples.
But, you know, honestly, if she is having... What about all the things we hear about Matt Lauer? There's a power imbalance. The sex is transactional.
Yep.
Well, what about this 22-year-old campaign aide? Why isn't that a power imbalance?
Yeah, it absolutely
well,
is.
Well, maybe it is.
It absolutely
why isn't the guy
is.
A power imbalance? Well, no one's saying that, though.
Maybe they liked it.
Well,
it's consensual, I guess, is what they're trying to say.
But there's still a power imbalance.
Power imbalance.
Well, she's the boss. She pays them government money.
Maybe they didn't feel like they'd be threatened with being dismissed if they didn't put out. Mm-hmm. I just had a good time.
I just don't know why it's that different.
I don't know why
I won
that
sort of
the argument.
He wrote to the thruple chick, "You still love her? Even after all this? I don't even love her anymore." And she wrote, "Yeah, I do. I don't want her. I won't ever go back, but I'm still in love with her."
I mean, you're looking at potential lawsuits with taxpayer dollars.
Oh, yeah, that's the big problem.
I mean, that's right off the top. Mm-hmm. But honestly, the drinking stories bothered me more than anything.
Yeah,
it just sounds like she's kind of an animal. She's like she has a drinking problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads to a lot of other problems, and maybe that's why she's taking nude bong hits and taking pictures. And as far as the Nazi-era cross...
I think that, but I gotta say, I think that's a cheap shot because that's just an old Celtic cross could be called Nazi era.
Except
too.
It's got the Nazi symbol in the middle of it. Did you see it?
It does.
It's got a swastika.
Yeah, I thought it did.
Let me see.
Doesn't have a swastika. Well, you can't see it there. Yeah, did you read the Daily Mail story?
Yeah, you can. You can see it there. There's nothing in the middle. Almost looks like a shamrock. That's the picture. Yeah, that one, Brandon. If you can.
Oh, that's pretty hard to see.
Now, the Daily Mail story included that picture of it, this one, but that's just the example.
I never saw an Iron Cross.
Oh, like, if you look at that, it says it's similar to this one that's pictured, which it's not.
It's a skull and crossbones, right? Is that what we're talking
about? No. She's got a tattoo on her hip.
I cannot completely see her tattoo. What they do say in the story is she excoriated someone for being racist for using this symbol.
Well,
on Facebook.
That's stupid.
Well, she has the very same thing tattooed on her body. So was she so offended by it, she had to tattoo it on her body to remind herself how horrible it is? Maybe that's what happened.
Where does it say that she yelled at someone about it?
I don't know. I read four stories today on her, but I definitely read that. That's in the notes at the top of the Facebook story.
Here's the picture of her. If I saw that tattoo right there. I know people that have tattoos like that. That's not maybe. I know.
She saw
maybe
well,
I know
no,
some
a
Nazis.
Lot of a lot of skaters and yeah, you know esport people. They love that symbol.
Yeah. It's a skateboard.
A lot
company.
Of people consider it to be not cool.
Well, it's not cool. Now,
I'll tell you,
it's not cool. I mean, look at it.
Yeah.
You know why though?
I don't know. I just really don't want to get in the weeds about all this. I just don't know. I don't know why this is that different from what we've been talking about with other people.
It's not.
She's the boss. They're underlings. She's having sex with them. So there's a power imbalance. It's transaction. I mean, you can say a million things about it that we've heard. I hate all those buzzwords, by the way, because the girl probably wanted to have sex with her and the guy probably wanted to have sex with her too. But she's a representative. She's voted into office, and it gets very complicated when you have things like this going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I see. So the independent truck company, you know, big, it's huge in skateboarding. It kind of resembles an Iron Cross. I do admit I have some stickers.
What?
Some independent stickers.
Canceled.
But I never really thought that this independent truck company and Nazi, I never put those two together.
There is a correlation, though. There's a group of people like surf Nazis, they call them.
Oh,
that love that thing. Yeah, you know? And they're also
Anthony Kiedis in the movie Point Break. Wasn't he one of those?
Yes,
he's a surf Nazi.
He was.
Were they white supremacists? I was just watching
Point Break. By the way,
great movie. I don't care what anyone says.
Zoobs is checking our poll because I might have brought one in and we might have stuck it to the poll.
Oh,
what? You racist.
Oh, my God.
God, we're in big trouble.
Right, we'll scrape that off if we can find one.
Why are we watching Point Break?
But you know what? A lot of people just think that's cool. They don't know what the background of that is, and so they were just like, oh, I'm cool. I'm wearing this.
I'm tattooing
it to my thigh.
I don't know half this stuff that these people get so outraged about. I'm going, shit, I didn't know that. I mean, honestly, I find myself...
A lot of people don't. You know, the thing that's on your T-shirt. Some people could go, oh, what is that?
Whoa. Looks like a fidget spinner.
It's the center of a 45.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, what
that's
do you
actually
think?
A lot. No, there's a lot of jewelry outraged. With that these days.
But, what do you think Point Break got on the thermometer?
I'm going to say the audience gave it a 58.
Audience gave it a 79. What about critics?
Probably a 56.
69. Verified fresh.
Wow.
That's a great movie.
Wait, who's in that?
Swayze.
Swayze, that's right.
Yeah, Swayze.
And Johnny Utah.
Swayze's not a good guy.
No.
Oh?
Keanu Reeves is in it.
Yeah,
Gary Busey. Yeah. Gary Busey's yeah. huge.
You mean Keanu Reeves is former Ohio State quarterback Johnny yes. Utah?
Anthony yes. Kiedis is in it.
God, I gotta watch this. I want to see that movie.
You've never seen Point Break?
I've never seen
Point Break. Oh, well, I'm sentencing you to watch Point Break this week.
I'd go home, but I have no car.
That's true. Aww. Do you want to talk about what happened?
I guess. I mean, I have to admit, though, I'm a little bit fuzzy on details.
Yeah.
But I thought I was moving with traffic. I was moving with the flow of traffic on Woodward, and mm-hmm. It did look like the light was about to change. And I swear, I thought the guy. I didn't know that there was anybody really in front of me. It's almost like somebody got out in front of me at the very last minute. And I ass packed him big time, huge.
Oh boy,
destroyed my.
So in other words, you thought you were going to blow through the light?
Yeah, well, on yellow,
right?
I thought I was going to get through on a yellow, which is not necessarily. But
hold on to your dick.
Yeah. I don't believe I've ever. And the airbag went off, and it like there's this cloud of white, and it's weird because you think all of a sudden it's like. Like you're going to the other side.
And there's a stench. There's a smell.
And then I looked out the front of my car, and it's just destroyed. And there's glass all over the place. And Ferndale police were right there that minute. I think what happened, maybe if this guy pulled out, he maybe saw the Ferndale police and stopped short or something.
Oh, they were right there?
Yeah.
Oh.
But they, they were really, really nice, and it was in Pleasant Ridge, and the chief, Kevin Nowak, came out and was like super great. And
are you giving him a plug, Trudy? Some helpful outcome?
It was
outcome?
Just really sweet.
I play cards with J.D. Shelnut, but then we're like, holy,
no, I got
you. Ass, bastard.
I've had some experience with the Ferndale police. They're very nice, too.
Yeah. Great guy.
They seem to know the show. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was sort of checking my
they
registration.
They were the ones that informed me that I didn't have any car insurance. Crazy.
Oh,
although I never would have known, I'd still be saving money. Damn it!
I can't stop.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
There's a cliff. Oh my God, we're burning alive! No, I can't feel my legs. Here comes a meat wagon. And the medic gets out and says, oh my God. New guy's in the corner puking his guts out.
Yeah.
Do you have pictures of it?
I did not take a picture. I should have.
Trudy, there's no way I would have taken a picture.
Zeus has one.
Oh, you do?
Of course he did.
Can we use it for the cover? Do we have your permission to use it for the cover?
Sure, why not?
I mean, it happened.
Yeah.
Seems like it was copyright.
Just so you know, there was a lot... Just so you know, there's a lot of concern for you.
Yes.
Oh, thanks.
You're all very worried.
Yeah, and I'm not hurt. I don't feel. I mean, I just
feel. You don't have a scratch on you.
I'm super agitated, but.
You should see the other guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to put you in concussion protocol, though.
Yeah?
Make sure you're okay.
I the Dodge Ram spot, I felt like I could have done a better job, but. But
I asked her what kind of car the other guy had. Doesn't even remember.
She said silver.
Silver.
Silver, yes.
Oh, boy.
I just remember coming up on his...
quite a jolt.
On his trunk very fast.
I mean, you're in your own world when you're driving, next thing you know.
I know.
It comes literally crashing.
I always, first of all, I'm always so pissed at myself. And then, even if it's a bumper thing, I just feel, I'm so angry. I always think, well, what if I had just done this? Or if I had bought that and I'd stayed 5 minutes longer and I wouldn't have been here then and that wouldn't have happened. And it always seems like such
the butterfly effect.
The sequence of events just seems so incredible to me. Like, oh, my
Ashton
God.
Kutcher. Was Ashton Kutcher in the butterfly effect?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Terrible movie,
I
by
liked
way.
That movie.
Did you?
Yeah, kind of. I thought it was an interesting premise.
I liked it in the Treehouse of Horrors and The Simpsons when Homer went back in time and messed with the whole butterfly effect.
Was that this last one?
No.
This last one was really good, too.
Good. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Show of hands, who likes Ashton Kutcher?
Oh, boy. Can I raise it like Michael Jackson, only this high?
It depends. I like certain... I liked Kelso.
Trudy likes him.
In what aspect?
A tiny bit.
I like the character he played.
Yeah,
I don't know. I was reading about him the other day, and I'm thinking.
I mean, Moorbook kind of ruined him a lot. But that's he was her already side.
He
that's
was ruined
side.
Before that for me. I don't know why I don't like him though. It's like he's never really done anything horrible. I why do I not like Ashton Kutcher? It's because he's so handsome.
It's because he's handsome and he's smart and he's rich also, and he invested in Uber early.
Yeah, good. I think you're right. I think he annoys me.
He's never lost anything.
I listened to him on Stern and he was. It seemed like he was trying to be gracious about his success, but he was kind of implying that, oh, yeah, I know how to make a lot of money by because I he just, I don't know, he was sort of suggesting that he's a genius of some kind. I felt that way, at least. He didn't say that, but felt that he was very much in love with himself. And then I saw, I think when I saw his early modeling pictures as a male model, I think that may have been what did it.
I didn't like, and it was a few years back, maybe 15 years ago, when he was hanging out with Jamie Foxx and P. Diddy, and he was calling themselves the new Rat Pack. We're the Rat Pack now.
Shut up.
And they used to enter clubs chanting, Rat Pack, Rat Pack.
No.
What?
Yeah.
No one can be the Rat Pack. Is there any call for anybody to recreate the Rat isn't. Pack?
Do you want to hear his venture portfolio? What else is in it besides Uber? Airbnb?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, isn't that making a lot of money? What's Flexport?
Wait, why is his portfolio available to us?
He told everybody.
Does he put his losers on there, too?
No. Robinhood. Never loses. Robinhood's taken off. Airtable, no one knows what that is. Affirm.
I'm undefeated. Never lost.
I bet he's got a lot of money in WeWork.
That's us open.
WeWork is losing its ass. I can't believe we talked about it the other day. And now every time I read about it, it's like, okay, the employees have lost all their stock options.
Yep.
All that money, whew, gone.
Well, SoftBank, which overfunds all these people, overfunded them and had them valuated at $48 billion, now is reevaluated at $8 billion, which I still think is about $8 billion too high.
And they're also not going to have any money in November. In November.
The story, both independently, both Zeus and Brandon and I were talking about, and they both brought up the same picture that came up with the story, which was a WeWork building, and inside the WeWork building was a half pipe and some guy skateboarding on it.
Yeah. With a DJ.
How do you work? How do you do legitimate business with a fucking DJ and a guy in a half pipe?
I don't know how you make long.
Those same guys have conference room tokens, as do you. That's horseshit.
I don't know how you project a business very far ahead either when everyone is month to month. Everything's month to month. So they can't really project their
fantastic
that far
point.
Ahead.
Yeah. To that point, another business venture, very dubious.
They have some long-term leases too in some very expensive buildings, and they're saying, you're not going to have any money in a couple months, and you're going to owe money for the next 10 years in all these huge buildings.
Yep. Well, didn't that guy that got pushed out, the founder, some of the buildings he would buy and then lease back to WeWork?
He is that guy.
Total scam.
There's so much anger about him, and they had to pay him $1.7 billion to get him off the board.
Yep.
Why'd they have to pay him?
I don't know.
They don't have any money.
No. Well, the investor does, SoftBank.
It seemed like bad money.
SoftBank?
Yeah,
it's a SoftBank. So,
no, I didn't like the idea of a SoftBank.
But I think it's more software and bank, like they fund. It's one guy. It's one Japanese guy who has way too much money. Claims he lost $70 billion in like a weekend.
I'm kind of amazed.
The guy is fascinating, though.
I wish I knew, but I feel like if you went back 25 years, not that things aren't supposed to change, it seems like people put so much money into these things that not only don't make any money, but there's really no assurance they will make money. And it's kind of like very iffy. It seemed like business operated a lot more differently before.
Well,
I think people were a lot more cautious. Now there's a lot of risk taking, which leads to great things.
They're acting like
Facebook or...
Well, those are unregulated entities, aren't they? That's kind of part of what it...
Sure. Well, there was a
the internet
that
is.
A lot of these
which is
venture
becoming
capitalists,
insane, by the
they
way.
They were throwing money at the individual, like Elizabeth Holmes or the guy that started WeWork. Like
yeah, Elizabeth Holmes, great investment.
They just think these people are so brilliant, these geniuses.
They don't vet them.
They're the next Mark Zuckerberg, and so they throw a lot of money at them, and then they realize, oh, these people are idiots. So now that WeWork seems to be the very end of that. Like, they want hard numbers now.
And then Mark Zuckerberg is a piece of shit, too. So.
He is.
I got to tell you.
And by the way,
he's trying to put money in the equation now, and now people are going to bank with Facebook and lose.
No, they're not.
Everything.
That's never going
to
happen.
He was before. Didn't he have to go before Congress?
Yes, and he's getting hammered for it.
Good.
But I got to tell you, I thought he held his own with the. There was one lady who's trying to think of what the question was. She's, oh, why don't you be one of these content supervisors to see what is part of their community standards? And he's basically saying, I think my value to the company is a little more than that.
I've got bigger fish to fry
than
content.
You don't think you could do it? He goes, no, I mean, he's not. That's not what he's saying. He could do it, but he's a little bit more important to the company in that regard.
He's more important, but I think he should know what he has wrought.
Oh, I think he does. I think he's trying to save the money now and the investors. And look, they're going to be – Facebook will be fine.
I'm sure they will.
It's an image problem.
I'm still absolutely stunned that you can – they don't use the word publish, but you can publish anything. And, you know, TikTok – is TikTok – that's the social media site, right?
Yep.
TikTok is now publishing more torture videos and beheadings.
Yeah,
ISIS is getting them on TikTok now. How can you have a business where you have no control over what is published? What the fuck?
Well, so that's what
– you have no responsibility for it either.
That's what they're fighting.
Oh, wow, that's too bad.
Because they're going to be regulated at some point, so he wants to be part of that conversation instead of them just doing it themselves.
Why can't he be part of that conversation, though? That's his. He
no,
shouldn't
he
be.
Shouldn't be. He absolutely shouldn't be.
He's being regulated. He can't decide how he's going to be regulated.
No, he has failed
but if you
miserably.
Want, if you want
I mean, he just showed us 50 people being murdered in Australia. That's a pretty big failure in my eyes.
But see, now Rashida Tlaib was hammering him about... there was a picture on Facebook of a guy holding an AR-15 outside of a mosque. And she considered that to be hate speech and that shouldn't be on his platform. But the guy's not doing anything illegal. Is it in bad taste? Sure, but it's not illegal.
I don't know why you would want to publish anything like that.
I don't know either.
Is that guy outside of a mosque with an AR-15 going to have somebody else all jacked up going, hey, that's cool, I think I'll do it too, and then I'll go in? I mean, I know they're not responsible for that, but content moderators.
So then another guy on Congress from Florida was attacking him over, why do you guys remove anti-vaxxer information? Because that should be part of the conversation. And Zuckerberg's just kind of stumped. Like, it's that when you watch it and you look at him, it's like at that point he's like, why am I in front of this clown show of all these representatives?
Because you gave everyone a voice.
I know, but
everyone
but
does
just,
not need a voice.
It's really just, and I'm not a fan of Facebook, but it really is just all these representatives just with their own agenda to get their own soundbite attacking Mark Zuckerberg.
It always is, though. But,
yep.
But they, you know, they don't, they haven't even to this day gone to the expense, because it would cost them money to have content moderators to filter some of that out.
And they're only making $40 billion a year, so they can't afford that.
They've had them. There's just such high turnover because of all the crap they see.
They do, yes, but they have them on a contract basis where they're not employees. They don't get a decent salary, and they see
– Oh, they farm it out.
Horrible
shit. They pay them shit.
And they do farm it out to other foreign countries too, which means that they don't know what the content
is. And when they can eliminate – their community standards a little different.
And they will do anything to eliminate employees too. This is a company making $40 billion, and they will do anything. Oh, we can create an
algorithm.
Algorithm, yeah, that will replace 500 people. Let's do it.
If you're a big,
they're making $40 billion a year.
All the algorithm wants to do is make you seek more of what you're clicking on, and that's all it is.
Publicly traded company. They're supposed to be. It's supposed to be about the bottom line.
Well, yeah, but when. When they're publishing people murdering 50 people,
I don't agree with.
I think you've got a problem.
I don't agree with it either. It's definitely a bad business decision.
Yeah, but if my public company was making poison,
but that's illegal.
And I'm
like,
you can't screw with me, and it's illegal to poison people's minds, isn't it?
Mm.
Shouldn't it be? Or how do you govern that?
I gotta tell you, I'm stunned. I'm stunned that we got this far, that we're here. It just blows my mind. And I remember when the internet started, and I was looking at some of the stuff going on, going, "Well, this is really kind of runs counter to everything I learned about journalism, and you know, and defamation, and and that sort of thing. And then it's like, well, it's free. You can say anything, and there's no limits on anyone anywhere. And boy, this is, seems like it's going to be a problem.
How about that internet? Isn't that crazy?
And
you're right.
It's funny, you know, because it really shows the worst of people. Like, that's what they want to put out, but even more so, that's what people want to consume. It's the worst part of it.
Well, when I felt physically ill about the internet, the first time was when I saw the site that was posting pictures of women going into abortion clinics and were saying, look at this murderer! And it would give their name and it would dox them. And I thought, that can't be. That just can't be legal. And the response I got was, up there in public, so they're fair game. I'm like, what? You're going to, for the most private thing you could possibly do, and someone is posting it on a site that all these pro-lifers are going to so they can, you know, so they can heap shit on you, and that's okay? Well, no, that's not okay. But you know, whenever it came up, it was like, well, you can do anything on the internet. Nobody can stop you. You know, and I remember, you know, the Turner, we used to talk about the Turner Diaries, too, and that, you know, that's a complex.
Turner Diaries.
I know. It's a complex issue.
The anarchist cookbook.
Yeah, and all these bomb-making recipes that were online.
Did you ever watch that documentary about the guy that made the anarchist cookbook? I think it's on Netflix.
I think I did, really, actually. I don't think I was able to watch the whole thing.
It's really fascinating how he justifies a lot of it.
Yeah.
But he regrets it.
Oh.
Yeah. No, he does. Late.
I know, exactly. Yeah. Nice for regretting it now, dick.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then there's the dark web, everything going on there. And, you know, the guy that's in prison because he was going to murder, he actually paid someone to murder someone. Remember that, you know, the guy?
Was it a 48 hours or something?
Yeah, 48 hours did a thing on it. He has tons of supporters. Tons. Yeah. The dark web. How can you stop the dark web?
You know about Silk Road or?
Yeah, Silk Road. Yeah. Yeah, that guy. They arrested him in a library.
Love how they busted him.
I know. It was really cool.
They had to have one guy go yoink to his computer because they was afraid he'd had a massive delete button on there, like at any moment, just to delete everything.
But the support for this guy is amazing. There are a lot of people think, how dare they? They've nowhere to stop him. Yeah. He's selling huge quantities of drugs. You could, you thought you could buy a hitman on there, and he did buy it. He did buy a couple hits. He himself was trying to kill people online, and he got 40 years.
Good.
Which reminds me, God, I saw this true crime story the other day, and I could not believe.
Wait, first.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
The Houston Astros have fired assistant general manager Brandon Taubman
for
conduct that, quote, does not reflect the values of the organization. All because he loves Ozuna so much.
I'm surprised it took this long.
Really? To fire him?
I don't know.
It must have been even worse than what these witnesses described if they're going to fire
him. I doubt it.
Really?
Well, you know, the woman that was so angry wearing the domestic violence bracelet that he apparently ignored, she tweets out the domestic violence hotline every time Ozuna gets in the game. So this is a big deal to her.
I know, and I thought he was a total asshole based on the witnesses, but enough to be a fireable offense?
It's the world we live in.
Let's see.
Good luck getting another job.
During the past 2 days,
canceled!
The Astros proactively assisted Major League Baseball in interviewing Astro employees. It's part of the Major League. I love it when these organizations do investigations like Major League Baseball or the NFL. Major League Baseball also separately interviewed members of the media over the past 24 hours. Our initial investigation led us to believe Brandon Taubman's inappropriate comments were not directed towards any reporter. We were wrong. We sincerely apologize to Stephanie Epstein, Sports Illustrated, and to all the individuals who witnessed the incident or were offended by the inappropriate conduct. Our initial belief was based on witness statements about the incident. Subsequent interviews have revealed that Taubman's inappropriate comments were, in fact, directed towards one or more employee and reporters. So we have terminated Brandon Taubman's employment with the Astros. His conduct does not reflect the values of blah, 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 corporate speak.
Brandon, you're doing a terrible job. You're fired.
Well, well, well.
I'm surprised by that.
I'm not. On Twitter, I'm not kidding you. The day this happened on Twitter, you would not believe how many people are saying, I'm pulling for the Nats now. Oh, okay. Now I have a rooting interest.
Well, it must have worked.
Yeah.
I mean, they're up 2-0.
And if Ozuna goes in the game, she'll be posting on the She'll be posting the domestic violence hotline, and I'm sure she'll feel very good about it. And nobody can suggest otherwise. Brandon, you have your lock of the week?
Oh boy.
By the way, I can't believe Houston lost the first two games.
Because all those people are rooting for the Nats now.
Maybe.
At Houston, too.
Last night was an embarrassment.
It's a lock.
Lock of the week.
Cha-ching!
All right, who wants to make some money?
A lot of people want to double their paychecks.
I don't like the creepy way you just said that,
That reminds me, we probably should get to Kelly Rowe's Instagram at some point. Someone said, you're not getting anything out of Marianne LaFlamme?
Anne-Marie
LaFlamme.
Compared to Kelly Rowe, oh my God, she posts a lot of stuff.
So I went through and I looked at every single one of the NFL matchups. I kind of skipped college this week. Part of me wanted to take a lot of the unders, don't get me wrong, especially the Lions-Giants 49.5. Kind of wanted to take the under there, but that's not going to be the lock of the week.
I do like that under, actually.
Is the lock of the week, is it always NFL, or do you look at everything?
No, I look at everything, but this time, basically, someone helped me with this. Jarvis Landry.
Oh, that's right.
Helped me with this. He is the wide receiver of the Cleveland Browns, wide receiver two behind Odell Beckham Jr., he popped off, and he's pretty much guaranteed to win this week.
For the Browns.
I don't even know who he's playing. So I was like, you know what? I don't like this. I don't like the Browns. I'm not big on Baker Mayfield. So I'm going to take the Browns game. Let's see. Who are they playing? The New England Patriots. I'm going to take the New England Patriots.
What's the line?
Minus
13.5.
Whoa!
A huge minus.
That's easy.
But,
lock of the week.
It's only two touchdowns.
But. Patriots have the best defense in, shit, ever, maybe. I don't even know.
And the hottest quarterback.
Through seven games so far, they're better than the 2000 Ravens. They're better than the 2002 Buccaneers. That's how good this defense has been. And now you got Jarvis Landry popping off. They're going to come there. Kyle Van Noy is going to score 6 touchdowns in this game.
The bulletin board is a giant picture of Jarvis Landry in the Patriots locker room.
New England Patriots, 13.5. Lock of the week.
Wow.
That's a solid lock.
I heard they're going to jump
through. Brady had a pretty good game the other night, right?
Right.
When they come out of the locker room, they're going to jump through a giant picture of Jarvis Landry.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That's what they're doing. That's the plan.
Wow. Really cool.
And on your music and everything. Wow. That was dramatic.
So there you have it. The lock of the week.
Double your paycheck.
It's a lock.
Lock of the week.
All into Drew's account.
Yeah, boy. Whew. God, this seems like a long day today.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
I know.
It is.
I was adding that to a tree. It's lengthened all of our days. I feel your pain.
Yeah. Well, I can give you a break with a boner line, or I can go through one of my favorite Detroit media personalities Instagram.
Kelly Rowe. Let's take a look at Kelly Rowe.
Now, what do we know about Kelly Rowe?
That's a nice break.
Kelly Rowe, she does special projects for Fox 2, and she also covers a lot of sports, some of the Lions stuff with SB Nation.
Okay.
She is a fantastic follow on Twitter. I think she's probably one of the
best
follows.
She's also very cute.
Her bio says she's a proud Spartan and a kitten mitten investor. That's a Sunny in Philadelphia reference.
She's
cool. She can be cool.
Her Twitter is great. She's really good at it. She gets a lot of likes, a lot of retweets.
It helps to be adorable.
And going through some of her pictures and stuff, you see a lot of companies who say, "Hey, we'd love to work with you." Like a lot of companies. So
collab.
I think, yeah. So basically, she is.
Does her boss letter?
Influencer.
I don't
in
know.
Progress.
You know. Oh.
Oh, she's cute.
I don't think so.
That's interesting. She does another podcast.
Something tells me, if you click on the picture on the left, something tells me we might have some good morning dimples there.
What's the caption for that? Did she caption it?
The caption of this photo here on her Instagram? Fresh photos with the bomb lighting. Yeah.
Oh, new man on the Minnesota Viking. Okay, that's a Lizzo reference.
Yeah. I don't know. She is really good at social media. She also gets victimized on the comment section.
Are there any Good Morning Dimples types on this? I don't want to ask, but I will.
God, you're such a beast. Just keep that bright smile glowing. Yeah, no, there's a lot of people on
who
here.
Said
that? She ever a beauty
you're
queen?
So pretty. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
So adorable.
Oh, la, la.
My Good God. Your smile is contagious.
Do these people think like she's going to nail them?
No, I don't know.
Hey, will you marry me?
Oh, don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day.
What a cheese ball.
So
a cheese ball.
What a great picture.
I see a lot of fire, Brandon.
Yeah. There is tons of fire, yeah. You're so stunning. And she is. She has great pictures.
She is really pretty.
She takes fantastic photos.
What's
that one?
Go
yeah, with, that one.
Yeah, I mean, there you go.
There's some dude in the middle.
I'm gonna go
Wait, she's in a bikini?
Well, she's it's summertime. In a she's bikini. In a boat having a good time with her bikini. Friend.
She'd be off to Acapulco, let me tell you.
Oh, God, you should bikini. Be an influencer.
Who's that other girl with her?
I don't know.
Guy with green blobs in the background.
Very cute, too.
God, Trudy, nobody saw him.
I think no one. It's funny, I didn't even notice him either. That. Trudy, I did not notice the green blob guy.
One girl sitting on another girl's lap.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I done them both.
That's the guy in the background.
Man, huge.
Allegedly, I don't know.
Green blobs incoming. Oh, my God. Okay, Brandon, what are people saying?
Well, your typical, oh, God, gorgeous and amazing type of stuff. We get it. You're hot. I wanted to see this one here where she, it looks like a promotional picture.
Boy, that's
where
a great picture.
Yeah, where she's
in
downtown.
She's got the skyline
Detroit.
Behind her.
You yeah. You noticed the skyline?
Yeah, it looks
barely.
Like a bunch of boners.
She's also, it's a side view, which is
advantageous for her.
It is. It's a positive.
You're the most adorable thing on Instagram.
Oh my God. Pat O'Brien's on her Instagram.
Yes.
There's one that I saw earlier. I, was
I see four fires.
Yeah, how is that? How is there not a ring on your finger? There's one that's like, what an excellent view. And if you notice, there's buildings in the background.
God, dick.
Oh, my God.
But you see a ton of people, different companies that want to collab. So yeah,
collab. Stop using that word.
Any eggplants?
Collab. You can't.
You know,
say,
I don't know if right? I saw any eggplants. I think they're being respectful.
Is that understood?
I have regular woman panties where the string goes up my crack. I have tits. I do sex.
I don't know. If she,
well, that's a cute picture.
Mark. I don't
Another
know.
Bikini she, shot.
Whoa.
Let's see. Here is a talent search. We would love to work with you. DM us.
Fake.
No, seriously, really? She gets
no,
a ton
No, I just mean a
these.
Talent search? Come on.
Read the fire comments, Brendan.
The fire ones?
Yeah.
Fire ones. Let's see. I'm just seeing, they're just really emojis. Let's see.
Who's the babe on the right?
Can you say amazing?
Shut up.
No, she's a good follow because she's funny. She's witty.
Who are these cheesy people going on there? Can you imagine how many?
Well, let's see her Halloween costume.
Yeah.
What's the caption there?
I don't know. That's not what I expected.
I'm not sure what this
I don't know
means.
What any of that means.
You're perfect.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No, these are great.
Oh, gorgeous.
She has great photos.
Someone else that wants to. Collab with her.
And you know what? I think she did a pizza review with Portnoy once.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, yeah. So I think she's in with the Barstool guys, so that's cool. I mean, she's got a sense of humor, too. Seriously, follow her on Twitter, jeez. Follow her on Instagram.
Sounds like you want to collab with her.
She's yeah. a really good follow.
Wow.
Just don't put any
Where are your comments?
I don't...
Since you follow her so much.
They're all in DMs under your account.
Yeah, they'll be on the Drew and Mike show. No, but please, don't go out there and just write comments on there just so we can read them, because I won't read them. I'll know.
Yeah, don't good morning nipples.
Some of that got a little over the edge.
Those bikini shots are really, boy. Actually, all her pictures are good.
Yeah, no, she's great.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Amazing.
How original.
How can it not be a ring on that finger? It's so creepy.
Hey, in this photo here, she mentioned something about her flaws, I guess. I don't know.
Oh.
This guy said, yeah, I noticed your flaws. F is for fun. L, likable.
A, awesome.
Oh, my God.
W is wonderful, and S is superb.
Well, click on him.
Oh, who
I want to see his profile.
Who is that piece of cheese? Good. That's him?
Oh, it's that guy. It's the other one.
Oh, it's not?
The one on the left. Right?
Actually posted a picture of his watch.
He posts a lot of food.
How long was he thinking about?
Click on the sandwich. What did he write about the sandwich? Why are you posting a sandwich?
It looks really good, though.
That does?
Yeah, it's a Reuben, isn't it?
That's a pretty weak Reuben. Oh,
is that a Reuben?
Yeah.
It's like no meat on there.
Gross.
What do I put for the W?
Right on there, right? Amazing. It's coming on.
This sandwich, S is for scrumptious, A is for amazing.
All right. Why is Butch Patrick on his Instagram, this cheese ball?
Maybe do you go see him? Go down.
No, go down.
Over one. Right there.
Butch appears, I guess, every year at this event.
Oh, cool.
Is that what that is?
That's pretty neat. With the Munster, is that the Munster Mobile?
When did Butch Patrick's appearances end? Because we had him like 25 years ago. He was great. He was fun.
When people stopped
doing beer bongs. But
what else is he going to do?
I thought, boy, it's 25 years since the Munsters. But Butch was cool. He was fun to have. But now, 25 years later, people are still naming Butch Patrick for the Munsters?
He's a blast.
What was the mom's name?
Lily DiCarlo? Wait.
Yeah.
What was it? DiCarlo? Somebody DiCarlo?
Yvonne DiCarlo.
Yvonne DiCarlo.
Yeah. I recently saw, like, there's some pictures of her going around being
nude?
All hot. Well, almost.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she like 100?
Well,
back in the day.
Yeah.
She was hot back in the day. Like, way hot.
Whoa. All right. Yes.
What?
There are
wait, names. Is that her?
This is the one that's been making the rounds.
Oh, my God.
What was the name of her character?
Lily.
Lily.
Okay. Amazing.
So she's got a little spider web bra on, and she looks fantastic.
She is amazing.
Wow, fire emoji. Eggplant.
Play the boner line, Brandon.
Yeah.
Look up Yvonne DiCarlo.
Here we go.
The boner line. It gives you a boner. Red Shovel Network, what's poppin'?
Hi, long time caller, first time listener.
Detroit, hello.
I officially decided that I am no longer listening until Drew fixes his stuff. Damn it, Drew. Can't you just fix your shit?
It doesn't operate. It's just for looks.
Drew, fix your stuff.
I didn't do this stuff.
So I'm in my car. I'm listening to yesterday's show. And I got to tell you, Suits exists. I watched it. All of it.
Suits.
I want to see that.
Stop it.
I just heard Drew talk about how hot Princess Margaret is, and I've heard him say that many times over the years, and it always makes me think of Mike Clark and Rosalind Carter.
Yeah, boy.
Get out of here.
I'm just not seeing it.
Oh, she's so ugly. I don't want to get in that. Oh, yuck.
I'm the guy who called in with the big, long message about all the things I love about the show.
Megan!
And I can tell you, dude, Drew does not need a forensic accountant. It was a real call. I'm a real guy. My name is... These are all the things I love about the show. I had more, but I thought I'd keep it short. So, dude, it was a real call.
Fake as hell.
I wanted to share my favorite Mike Clark moment, and that was when he just wanted some cupcakes, and he wanted them now, and he didn't care how much they were going to cost, and he just wanted some cupcakes.
Very specific.
Cakes and pies.
Drew, did you move to 16 and Moravian over on the east side?
No.
Because it's barely raining, and we got maybe a light breeze going. And we have no power.
No energy.
Halloween's coming up. Drew, I don't know if you got a costume picked out yet, but if you don't, what you need to do is color your hair a bunch of different rainbow colors, get a fake tattoo on your face, and go as Drew Kashi 5/8.
This is about Harry and Meghan. I think that the British royal family is using them as propaganda to divert from Andrew.
I agree.
Andy!
To the guy that called to complain that you're playing too many Michael Jackson drops, there's no such thing as too many Michael Jackson drops.
Ignorant fool.
Hey, this chucklehead that's divorced himself from your podcast, what is he, Pete Davidson? He's got to announce to the world what he's doing, so he's so self-important.
I'm very important.
I got a conspiracy theory and completely wreck your speculation for you. So we all know Joe Biden's super soft, right? Super sleepy Joe.
He's a sleepy guy.
His kids' names are Bo and Hunter. Bo Hunter. It is my assertion that he was cuckolded by Ted Nugent. It only makes sense.
Ted, where you at?
I checked out the Suzanne Somers photo, the nudie, and her little Insta thing. Question. Is it just me, or does she look like Janice from The Muppets?
That's right.
The people that are saying they hate the Homer Simpson boom hot take drop are idiots. It is hilarious, and any drop you use with Homer Simpson is pure gold. So those people are haters. Don't listen to them.
Your ideas are intriguing to me, and I wish to subscribe to your newsletter.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, girl.
I feel really bad for little Madeline because she doesn't get the children names like all of the other children. So I would like to be the person that says her name. So, Madeline.
Lily. Abby. Maddie.
Joa. Annie.
Zooves.
I've reached my limit with Maz, guys. Now he's defending going to the airport to read a magazine.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Who hangs out in an airport? Get a life.
You guys harass me on a daily basis.
Listening to Maz talking about going to the airport shopping.
Yeah.
As a fun time is mind-boggling.
You butt out.
Hey, Maz, I would be in your corner every time Drew and Mark would give you shit for whatever. But you hanging out at the fucking airport, man, that's crazy. I rescind all further Maz support.
That's bullshit.
I love airports. I think that'd be cool to be able to go in there. I mean, I love Chili's. There's no other way to get that.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how much I hate paying $1.50 for a bottle of water. I have to pay more.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like one of Drew's forensic accountants to contact a forensic statistician to determine the odds of anyone besides Maz would go to an airport for the sole purpose of shopping.
I'll fuck you up.
Give Layla hugs and kisses for me. Yeah, keep it safe. Bye, Felicia.
That's it. So no negative stuff.
I love you. You butt out. I like that drop.
A couple things. So the final numbers on the polls?
Yes.
Would you ever go to the airport to shop? 94% said no. So the 6%
there's
even
6% that blows even, my mind.
That's under the 10%. There's always 10%.
It still blows my mind. I don't believe them.
Would you go to a party in I-96 when it opens? 84% no, 16% yes. So there's 10% that think that's more fun.
I commented that I'm throwing a party on I-96, so they have to go.
Those 16%.
And I want to see how much fun they have because they are not going.
And then finally,
with the way I-75 is going, I might party on it when they finally finish that damn thing.
Oh, that'll be like 10 years from now, though. Right.
No, you're not. You're not going to go party.
Okay, so it's 84-16.
84-16 in the final one. Can you wake up crying? That was what we added after the show.
Who said they woke up crying? I forgot.
Lochte.
Lochte, right?
Oh, Lochte. I know. That was a lie.
73% said no. I mean, comments are on there.
I think if we said, did Ryan Lochte wake up crying, it would have been 99.
Sure.
Yeah. Wake up crying.
And Hunter, they mentioned the Bidens in there. You see, there's a new problem for Hunter Biden.
Now what?
He was hired by someone from Romania.
What?
Let's see if I can find a story. So Romania is going to be begged to do an investigation now.
Oh, boy.
Why?
He provided legal advice to a Romanian charged with real estate fraud. Like, that was the lawyer they hired, and he flew all the way over.
Seriously?
This is in 2016, yeah.
He flew over to Romania?
The wealthy Romanian real estate tycoon lawyer brought him into advice. The lawyer brought in to advise him was Hunter Biden, the son of then Vice President Joe Biden. His work went.
Why? They don't have lawyers in Romania?
His work went unreported at the time, but Joe Biden's involvement in Romania was very much public. The vice president was one of the leading voices pushing the government to crack down on corruption. Seems like it's very similar. Well, Biden.
I wonder how much money he made, though. This energy company, he made a ton of money.
Yeah. So.
But by the way, who would hire him for any of this stuff when you look at all the things that he's done?
Well, they want access to his dad.
No, of course. I know. That's the whole point. But
what has he ever done as a lawyer?
He did graduate law school. I don't know. Has he ever practiced? I don't know.
He was in a law firm in Delaware.
Doesn't do anything.
Oh, his dad was a senator, huh?
But the reason this is also interesting is because every time this came up, when this first came up, I swear they would come out of it. They would say, there's never been any proof that any of this is true. It's all been investigated and rebuffed.
Well, it has. I mean, it has by the Romanian, the guy, not Romanian, I'm sorry, the Ukraine investigator.
But we know there's no way anyone would hire him and pay him $83,000 a month to be on a board of Burisma with a gas company in Ukraine. Yeah. Why would they hire him? And to suggest that, oh no, it's all about board. This is bullshit. Is insane, and yet I couldn't believe it was almost reflexive people would say that.
And then do you want a Meghan Markle update for today? If she's doing okay? Inside Edition did an update on her.
Tonight is the special Thursday night in 2020.
Here's her update from today. Someone chimed in.
One person who was watching was Meghan's estranged half-sister, and she's sharing what she thought about it in an exclusive interview with our Diane McInerney.
Hey, which way will this go?
Meghan Markle is getting zero sympathy from her estranged sister. Last night, Samantha Markle watched the much-talked-about documentary that aired on ABC.
Any woman, when they're especially when they're pregnant, you're really vulnerable. And
even if you're a princess?
So that was made really challenging. And then when you have a newborn...
When you heard Meghan say that life is tough for her, how did you react?
I think it's really... ludicrous that someone who is escorted around the world by millions of dollars worth of security on private jets as a millionaire could ever complain about anything.
There's that moment in the documentary where Meghan says she is not okay.
Thanks for asking, because not many people have asked if I'm okay, but it's it's a very real thing.
No one cares if I'm okay.
And the answer is, would it be fair to say not really? Okay. It's really been a struggle.
Yes.
For her to have the audacity to say something like, you know, it's nice to know that somebody wants to know if I'm okay.
Oh,
I thought, well, wow, did you ever ask Dad if he was okay during two heart attacks?
Some people say, why are you being so mean to her?
Telling the truth is not being mean.
Viewers were shocked to hear that some of Meghan's British friends didn't think she should marry Prince Harry.
She knew exactly what she was doing.
Of course she did.
And so, hey, you got what you wanted.
While Meghan isn't getting any sympathy from her sister, a close friend, her makeup artist Daniel Martin, had the opposite reaction on CBS This Morning.
To be honest, it's been tough. I feel like this is now, watching this documentary, it's been almost a relief seeing her at a point where she can be honest about what's been happening.
The good thing is I've got my baby and I've got my husband. And they're the best.
Switching gears now, 1 million crashes every year.
I did see a quote today where she said something to the effect that, I just want to make sure my husband and my baby are safe.
They're safe.
They have so much fucking security. What the fuck are you talking about, you imbecile?
They're safe. Don't stop worrying about it. They're fine.
Oh, my God. And that dope goes on CBS. Why did CBS This Morning have that dope on?
I don't know. I know. They're not even part of the documentary, right?
It's on ABC. It was on ABC. And they're furthering that ridiculous idea.
I suppose.
Thanks for asking. Not many people have. No one cares if I'm okay. No, there's millions of idiots who watched your fairy tale wedding on TV. I guess you didn't think that would get any attention.
Has she asked anybody if they're okay?
No, she doesn't care. All day, it's all about
are you okay?
Her.
Are you okay? Are you okay? Hey, are you okay, Drew?
Are you okay?
By the way, nice that Harry now knows that all her British friends told her, don't marry Harry. That's really nice that he now knows that, or thinks that.
Are you doing okay?
It's probably bullshit, too.
Charles is furious.
Are you okay?
That his boys aren't getting along.
Are you all right?
That was the story.
I have to agree with the caller on the boner line. This is all made up in order to distract from Andrew. Pretty good theory.
It is working very well.
It is.
Honestly.
It is. Everybody's so obsessed with the fact that she's...
I really doubt he will...
falling to pieces. Too much credit, then.
I think he will never be called to... he will never be punished for anything that happened with Epstein. It will never happen.
No. It's on its way to the moon.
Yep.
Right now.
But we know. We know what happened. Yeah. And... I was amazed to see that in this 2015 case, which I think was a defamation case, she mentioned this event where she had sex with him in London, and they went dancing, and he was all sweaty. They struck it from the record.
Yeah.
It's like, why would they strike that from the record? It's interesting, isn't it? Dershowitz insisted it be stricken, and it was.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, he'll probably die before anything happens.
Alan?
He's going to die his way out of
it. He's 80.
Prince Andrew. How old's Andrew?
Andrew's only, he's 59. He won't die. He'll have to live with it for a while. I'm sure it's going to really bother him.
Yeah, he can't get young chicks anymore.
Oh, come on. Where does he live, even?
With mommy.
With
Fergie. He lives with Fergie. Right. Wait, they're not married.
Still live together?
Yeah. Yeah, they cohabitate.
Oh, my God.
They have an open relationship.
Well, they're a thruple.
Probably. A group of people.
A quadruple.
Ugh.
Malik McDowell pleaded guilty.
Yeah.
To all his stuff.
The charges.
Yeah, which...
Including that great deal he got on the truck.
Yeah. I wonder if he were an all-pro, I wonder how hard they would have fought that and how much they would have gotten knocked down or dismissed to make that deal. I'm wondering if this guy's blown all his money already.
I'm sure he
has. You gotta knock it down!
They reference in the story that the Seahawks are still going after him for $800,000. He never played it down. He was injured in an off-the-field activity that he was not supposed to be participating in. So
ATV.
They only asked for half the bonus back, and he hasn't paid him a dime.
Could he have spent all that? Do you really think he spent it all?
You never know. I mean, people do. That's these amazing. People live crazy. These athletes, they just think it's going to be coming in forever.
Yeah, but did he buy a house that we know?
I don't know.
We got that great deal on the Raptors.
He did get a great deal on
saved
that.
Saved a lot of money there.
But it cost him, legally speaking.
Well, you didn't know.
And then this umpire, Rob Drake, posts that, I will be buying an AR-15 tomorrow because if you impeach my president this way, you will have another civil war. MAGA 2020.
Wow.
What?
Boy, is he angry.
MAGA.
This idea that there's going to be a civil war fought between the government and the people.
Yeah.
The people are not going to win that war.
What?
Because they have a few AR-15s.
Don't underestimate the people.
How are they going to? The government has a lot more at their disposal. Yeah, a
couple tanks.
And it drives me crazy when I hear that argument about the right to bear arms, which, by the way, I have no argument with. But people, what about tyranny? Government tyranny.
Well, they really
think that these Norm Olsons are going to lead the people over the government that has nuclear weapons?
Yeah, but who's fighting on whose side? Because aren't the people who now are going to start the war, aren't they on the side of...
The MAGA people,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, the guy who's running the government is their man.
Well, if he's impeached,
well,
he
says he's not going to leave either. What if he wouldn't leave? What would happen then?
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Would they, like, have to carry him out?
Could they arrest him? Cuffs?
That'd be pretty funny.
He would never get to that point.
What if he's like squatter's rights?
I think if it came to that, he would say before they voted, if he knew he was going to lose, he'd say, "I was going to quit anyway."
Yes. Oh, Nixon.
So I'm quitting, like I said I would. I've always said I was going to quit.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And then when they said that's a lie, he never said he was going to quit. He'd say, "Oh yeah, I've been saying it forever," and then he would draw huge crowds speaking all over the country and charge money and make a lot of dough.
He could still do that.
He could. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be terribly unhappy. He'd be like the old Donald Trump, who used to just pop off, and people liked it when he popped off because he usually struck a chord with people.
He could never command those kinds of audiences before, though. So
No.
How much does that cost us, though, for him to go there somewhere?
Oh, I'm sure it's very expensive.
None, because it's his re-election campaign, so it's all funded by
itself.
Oh,
they pay for all the security and all that stuff?
They pay for the Air Force One?
That's what they've said. Well, probably not Air Force One.
Well,
I wouldn't think.
And he has to take a motorcade wherever he's going, so, right?
I guess
people pay for that.
The re-election probably doesn't pay for the Secret Service, but they're guarding him anyway, wherever he is.
He's having a shit fit because I guess he did one of those in Minneapolis.
And didn't pay his bills.
And the police will not.
Yeah.
They're overcharging him like triple time for whatever they did. And so he's saying we're not going to pay them. We'll see.
Well, who's surprised about that?
Well, yeah,
they have a tendency not to pay things sometimes.
It's
is that kind of a Aretha?
I think it's a very
idea.
Was that a very Democratic city? Is that a left leaning city?
Yeah, Minnesota typically is.
I guess the police chief was not a big fan of Trump, so they thought. Maybe, I think they thought they were going to run him off by quoting security costs. Huh. But he did speak there, didn't he?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Didn't did we talk about that story about the women who felt like? Oh yeah, well, you did bring that up. The women who were going to go to the big rally, and they and the bus company at the last minute left them high and dry.
What? No, I don't. I don't remember that story.
I thought we talked about that. They were going
recently?
To. Yeah, they were going to a big Trump rally.
Who was? Who was going?
There was a group of women who were going to go, who were going to bus up for a Trump rally, and the bus just completely wouldn't pick them up because they didn't pay.
Oh.
So the bus wouldn't pick them up and take them, and they tried to claim that it was discrimination because they were Trump supporters.
Trump supporters.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But then when it came down to it, it was like, oh, no, you didn't pay your bill. Sorry.
Oh, you're right. Here's the story. Yeah. Or the March for Trump claimed a bus line tried to kill the rally by not showing up, but the bus company said it was never paid the money ahead of time.
Wah,
wah. Bus.
I just remember, I meant to mention this during the Biden conversation. His brother apparently has profited quite a bit off Joe Biden. And I guess people are digging into that now, too. It sounds like, you know, the weird thing is there's a new poll out that says Biden is in front. 27%, Elizabeth Warren 22%, and Sanders 17%. There's some other polls that say it's bigger. The gap is bigger.
Wait, Biden in front?
Yeah.
I thought I saw the opposite today. Let's see. Here's Warren.
I think this was on.
This is Quinnipiac. It says Warren's got a 7-point lead. 21-15. And then Boot Edge is at 10%. Where the hell's Bernie? Oh, Bernie's at 15.
Let's see. One day ago, CNN poll, Biden leading over 2020 Democratic rivals. Huh. So this is CNN, so maybe it's propaganda.
Fake. Well, it's at least fake news.
Fake news. I think I quoted those numbers correctly.
Yeah, the latest CNN has Biden.
We are so far away.
The latest Monmouth has Biden. The latest Marquette is Biden. But Iowa University did one. Warren's up on that one. NPR did one.
Ooh.
Warren's up on that one as well.
Ooh.
Okay.
Whatever.
Polls. I don't know. After 2016, I just... polls.
Poll schmolls.
Well, they got it so
wrong. I gotta say, the ones I'm reading about Trump seem... It seems like you cannot penetrate his 43%. It's like... He is 43%, 43%, 43%. It doesn't matter what comes out. Mm-hmm. It just stays. The number that want to impeach him has been going up. I think it's 50.
42%.
It's 50 in some polls. It's 55 in some other polls, which is a significant number, except that if that 43 stays at 43, it's amazing that can't be eroded, but it seems that it cannot. I mean, if you're not part of the 43, you would think that, you know, the other number is going to be similar or higher. I mean, it can be higher. I don't know how he gets above 43. Although, you know what's interesting is when they show you registered voters versus all.
Yeah.
Registered voters, he always comes up higher.
Well, it's because more Republicans vote than Democrats.
Yeah. Well, I don't really know.
Because then if you look like at opinion polls that say, what
are
you?
If somebody's not willing to go and vote, how significant are they in a poll anyway?
You're right. That's why those ones are the ones that matter, likely voters.
There's a teacher banging a 17-year-old.
All right.
She sent him a note by the way. She can't breathe without him.
Really?
She cannot breathe on him.
Is it safe to say that he's the air that I breathe?
He is the air that she breathes.
Vanessa Bryant?
She is.
Hey, nut breath. How's it going?
She's not quite as pretty, but she's attractive for
really?
Banging this, a 17-year-old student. She's pretty
local?
Cute. No.
Oh. What's her name?
I don't remember. She was on Daily Mail, though.
Oh, all right.
And then the FBI is looking for a missing 14-year-old who they believe left with her mother's ex-boyfriend.
Oh, man.
Who's 34.
So another Elizabeth Cummings.
Toyota got a nice plug out of that, too. They're in a silver-blue Toyota Matrix.
This one's not good.
What's a Toyota Matrix?
17-year-old could have been.
Oh, that's... Wait.
Oh, she's all yours.
Are you sure that's not an old picture?
That's what his classmates are saying today. She's all yours.
Brand new.
This is whatever's all yours.
When you're 17, you're not banging a lot of people. I mean,
she's a math teacher too, and she can't do 17 minus 40.
But are you blind?
40 minus 17.
She can't breathe without him. So I don't know how she's gonna be able to.
Looks
breathe.
Like she can eat without him.
Apparently. I think you're really ugly.
I don't know how she's gonna breathe her way out of this one.
Oh, wow.
Boy, that Toyota Matrix, not a cool car. Just
why are you breathing so hard?
You know what I thought, though? I thought it's a lot nicer car than Todd Cummings' car.
Oh,
it looks
Tad.
Like a recent model.
Oh, yeah.
Tad.
Yeah. What year was it, the Matrix?
The Matrix. I don't know. It looks like a recent model, doesn't it?
Oh, I just Googled Toyota Matrix.
What was Tad driving? He was a Nissan, what's Rogue?
It's like a 2000 Rogue, car right? With 150,000 miles.
His wife had the better car. He took hers.
Tad Cummings was running away from home with a 15-year-old with $4,000 to last him the rest of his life.
But he had that great plan.
Oh, that's right. They were going to take a
$1,000.
We were going to kayak to Mexico?
Yeah. That was a brilliant plan.
Through like 20 feet waves.
It was a Nissan Rogue. He took his wife's Nissan Rogue.
That's not a very attractive car either.
He's not a very attractive
It's going
man.
Cummings.
What a turd.
Is it worth it?
What's his prison photo look like now? How's Tad looking
now?
Yeah,
oh!
I haven't seen an updated prison photo.
Oh, that reminds me. Since it's True Crime Friday, I was reading last night about Fabio Cementilli.
Yeah.
He's like a super celebrity hairstylist. He won all these awards, and he's, you know, does really, really well. Anyway, he married this chick who's too hot for him. Named Monica, and they've been married for 20 years. I think they got a 16-year-old, and they got another child. And he was 55, she was 44. Pretty cute. Mm-hmm. You think she's pretty cute?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, one day, he's in the hot tub, nobody else is home, and these two guys who are jogging, they're picked up on the security cameras, but they've got hoodies on, and the hoodies pulled real tight so you can't see their faces. They're jogging by. They jog up the driveway. That's weird. And Fabio is in the hot tub. They go around to the hot tub, stab him in the face multiple times, kill him. Yeah. And then they go to the garage, and they pull all the security stuff out of the garage.
As thieves usually do.
Yes. They know exactly where to go to find the security information.
Genius, genius, genius.
Isn't that a feed to... I mean...
Well, I don't know. You know, that's a good question.
It's probably a hard drive. It's probably just all recorded there, I would think. If it's...
Yeah, I kind of wondered the same
be,
thing.
If it's like the
like on the internet?
I think they got it, though. And then I believe they took a few things from the house, and they drove off in Fabio's Porsche.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so it's like, oh, my God, what's this all about? And so they start... Well, first of all, at the wake, people are noticing that who's that man Monica's talking to? It's got the bandage on his hand.
Yeah.
The bandage on his hand.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. And
a neighbor took a picture of it. They were so suspicious. Right. They suspicioned.
And so they start, let's check her phone records like we would check any spouse's phone records when they're...
He's suspicioned.
When their spouse is murdered. And she's talking to this one dude. Oh, he's the guy in the picture at the wake that nobody knew. Well, that's weird. And they work out together. And, some of her friends say, yeah, she really liked this guy. And, what do you know? They were banging like monsters. And they determine that, the guy with the bandage on his hand, he bled at the site of the murder.
Oh, how unusual.
There were blood drops that they thought, that's not Fabio's, and they got it.
It's been OJ.
And they subpoenaed his DNA, and it's a match!
Wow, crazy.
He killed him! And what do you know? They're off in Las Vegas partying, and they're on security cameras making out. And anyway, so
they never thought they were going to get caught. We caught them.
Oh, so busted! And not only that, she allowed her 16-year-old daughter to find her father dead.
That's awful.
The daughter came home and found him dead.
Wow,
what horseshit!
And she's texting him like right after this and before this, and it's so stupid. I mean, you can't believe, really, do you people ever watch Dateline? Do you ever watch the ID channel? Your fucking phone goes wherever you go, and we know where you go because you have your fucking phone.
Yeah, but who doesn't realize that your phone knows everything and that you can't erase it?
Every spouse that kills their spouse doesn't know that for some reason. So anyway, this case, this is 2 years ago. 48 Hours did a great show on this. This case is just coming to court. They want the death penalty for both of them. This guy, by the way, was a which I don't think she knew. He was a on the sexual predators list for assaulting a 14-year-old. He's been in jail for.
Now he had a co-murderer too.
Yes, who they never caught. They never found out who that was, and he didn't spill it.
He never spilled on
him? No, no, because he's denying he did it. And she's denying, she's saying, I didn't have anything to do. I don't know what happened. And
but I met this guy?
Meanwhile, they've found, they've, of course, dug into all this stuff. And they found out from one person that the dude that killed him, and they wanted the $1.7 million in life insurance. And by the way, she's calling life insurance people like, "Pounding him, where's my money?"
Huge
like the
mistake.
Day after he died, she's calling the police, going, "Would you fucking clear me so I can get my money?"
Oh,
you can't.
God.
I know she's so stupid.
What a dipshit.
But they found out that the sexual predator boyfriend, he had been telling a friend. Very close friend, and there's I think there's some text messages from here that she was very insecure until he got a hold of her, and he made her believe that she was so sexy to the point that she was answering the door nude for him when he would ask her to.
What?
And that she loved anal sex.
Wow.
Yes.
She was obsessed with having anal all the time. And that he could not almost keep up with her sexually.
Wow.
He could only put it in her butt occasionally. Yeah, she's pretty cute.
He could only do it occasionally.
I don't know. He couldn't give it to her in a butt often enough for her taste. He was wearing down.
He was sick of her butt.
It'll cost you extra.
He was having occasional instances of 5/8 in the ass, which is really tough.
But he still tried.
Well, he was having trouble keeping up. He was, and I think there was some 5/8 action. She was calling him out for it, too.
He can't get his penis hard no matter how much he tries.
And he was getting pissed at her, too, because she was so horny when they were in Vegas. It's on a security camera, too. Oh, yeah. She's with him outside having a cigarette. And next thing you know, she's telling the bouncer how hot he is, and she's feeling his thigh. And then she makes out with the bouncer. And this guy's like,
let's just say they had to throw her underwear out at the A&P.
He's like, I didn't kill your fucking old man so you can make out with this stupid bouncer, bitch. And put it in your ass every 5 seconds.
I love that that's part of the trial.
I know. And they're, and her attorneys are trying to get the anal stuff thrown out. They're desperately trying. Look, this anal stuff has nothing to do with anything.
Because they know how the jury will feel about that.
Well, the jury, I don't know. They might think it's hot. They got to find people that love anal on the jury, obviously. Is that, can you do that?
It's going to be on a jury questionnaire.
Can you have a jury consultant who looks for people that like anal?
I'm sure they'll answer honestly.
And her husband was a hairdresser, and that's her hair?
He made a ton of money.
Yeah, well, that's her mugshot, Trudy. She's thinking about anal.
Oh, you know what? You know what's really funny?
She goes, anal got me in this mess.
There was a picture of her with her hair grown out, like half grown out and half not grown out.
Yeah, because she's...
And no makeup in the courtroom in orange. And I was like, boy, wouldn't it be nice if you really fell for a chick, if you get a picture of her in court after like being in jail for 6 months with no makeup on, just to see what they look like at their very worst if they were in jail for 6 months. Don't we all deserve that as guys? And you could get the same thing of us. That's we won't look any different. That's true. Except we'll have orange on.
God, the other thing was she posted all these really happy things on Facebook about how much they're going to miss him. And
oh, yeah.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
She was posting selfies from Vegas when she went with this murderer to celebrate so they could have anal nonstop in a hotel room in Vegas between blackjack games and making out with a bouncer.
Oh, that butt is totaled. Totaled.
Ugh. You know, I wonder what she's doing in prison to satisfy herself.
I will spank my butthole a little bit.
Every time she farts, it sounds like...
All right, get us out of here, Brandon.
Oh, can't leave end on that.
Leave on that anal note.
That anal.
Will this Astros guy ever get hired again?
Well, he'll go back to what he used to do. He'll go back to finance. He was big. He was very successful.
I wish the Tigers would hire him.
They hired him. I don't know.
Why can't the Tigers hire him? He's pretty good at his job.
I got to tell you.
As long as he doesn't say anything.
Watching the postseason, I mean, I'm pissed about the Tigers because I feel like this rebuild is a big mirage. Okay, I know they got a few pitchers that they're really high in. I agree. They look like they could be really good. But you need 25 guys to make a roster that's going to compete for the playoffs. I'm looking at the Astros, who have three starting players who are 25, 24, and 22. But Tigers play, we had it long enough to develop any players that are 22, 23, 24?
No.
None? Washington has, who's the 20-year-old guy?
Soto.
Soto's 20. They have a 22-year-old starter, and they have a 26-year-old starter.
Yeah, Trey Turner's young, yeah.
Yeah, Trey Turner, is he 22? He might be the 26-year-old. They've got a 22-year-old starter, too. Robles? Yeah, Robles.
You need some of those guys, man.
Join my team.
So they have...
Give me big here, because I will do it. I will suck your dick. I will suck your fucking dick. I will do it. Just join my team.
20% of the show?
Exactly.
Oh, boy. All right, well, have a good weekend. Go Blue. Go Green, big games, and I'm gonna meet those guys that bid on the Notre Dame game on Saturday at our tailgate party,
yeah.
And we're gonna blow it out.
It's gonna be a blowout.
I don't know.
Parlay Pat will be there.
Oh, will he?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, we'll get some more locks.
Well, they were fucking great guys, and this is a fucking asshole of a day.
That ball is well hit. Knock, knock. Who's there? Mr. Baseball. Mr. Baseball who? Mr. Baseball went and got himself out of here.
Oh, yeah.